So the Captains have met at midfield. Indianapolis has won the toss, and they are going to accept the opening kickoff. So the Jaguars will kick off to the Colts, and Week 18 is underway as the Jags send it high and deep out of the back of the end zone. Big leg there from rookie kicker Cam Little. And the Colts will have the ball coming out to the 30-yard line following a touchback. That's the opening kickoff brought to you by Hayes & Sons. Water, fire, or storm damage, call the one the Colts call at Hayes & Sons. We do restoration right. Before the Colts offense will commence at the 30-yard line. First and 10 for the Colts. Colts in the blue, Jaguars on defense in the white. Joe Flacco to throw it over the middle on first down, wide open across the 40-45. Then to the 50-yard line goes Drew Ogletree into Jaguars territory. Leans forward to the Jaguars 49-yard line, and it's a gain of 21 yards right out of the gate for the Colts.
Yeah, Jaguars got screwed up underneath. Nice little angle route by Ogletree.
Big play from the get-go for the Colts on first down. Joe Flacco, empty set, throws again over the middle. That's a big completion down to the 40-yard line. Michael Pittman Jr. picks up 9 more yards, and the Colts are going quickly and accurately through the air to begin the game.
Yep, they're going to work on this press coverage. One thing Jacksonville really does is they try to squeeze you with the press, but we've been able in the first two plays to beat them on release. First with Ogletree and then Pittman.
Colts have run two plays. They've racked up 30 yards through the air, and it's second and one from the Jaguars' 40-yard line. First drive of the game. Second down and one for the Colts. Flacco goes out of the pistol formation. Moves Michael Pittman Jr. in motion. Back in the throw as Flacco has time. Sends a rainbow down the right sideline. Underneath it is Alec Pierce. He's got a touchdown. 40 yards. Deep bomb to Alec Pierce, the Midwestern missile. From Joe Flacco, will put it right on the money. And the Colts draw first blood with a huge play in the passing game. It's 6-0 with just over a minute gone in the first quarter.
Yeah, that's something I talked about in the pregame is explosive plays. Get Pierce on Brown on a 2nd-and-1. You know he's going to be undressed. Good call, good throw, good catch. Great separation again by Pierce.
That is the 11th touchdown catch for Alec Pierce in his career. And 6 of the 11 have covered at least 30 yards. That one goes for 40 in Indianapolis right out of the gate. 3 plays, 70 yards, 1 minute and 10 seconds of time of possession. And it's Joe Flacco to the Midwestern missile. Alec Pierce, 40 yards for a touchdown. 13:50 to go in the first quarter. And Indianapolis is off to a good start in Week 18. Jaguars have the ball when we come back on the Ascension St. Vincent Radio Network. Welcome back to Lucas Oil Stadium. 13:50 to go in the first quarter. Just 1 minute and 10 seconds of time has gone off the board, but the Colts already have a touchdown as they kick off right to left to the Jaguars, and they backpedal deep into the end zone and take a knee, and the ball will come out to the 30-yard line. It's the Colts 7, Jacksonville nothing. An old-fashioned 3-play possession, Lara Overton, all passing. Joe Flacco, 40 yards to Alec Pierce, and Lara, coming into the game, Pierce was averaging over 21 yards per catch and is looking to become the first NFL player to lead the NFL in yards per catch over 21 since 2010, and he's well on his way after that big catch on the first possession for the Colts.
And I asked him just how he's been able to establish such consistency regardless of whoever's at quarterback, and he said, I really try to be consistent with my route technique to make it easier on the quarterback. If the coaches say it's an 18-yard route at this landmark, I try to be exactly there. That way, if we have a different quarterback in that week, they don't have to learn. He can trust me. Joe Flacco said he's been really impressed with the way Alec Pierce shows up, goes to work every day, then also the athlete he is, the talent that he has. That was evident in that first drive.
No doubt about it. So the Jaguars have the ball. They ran a play on first down. They ran it with Travis Etienne, their leading rusher. He gets a yard to the 31-yard line. Mac Jones backs the throw. Quick throw outside the numbers, left flat. That's a catch and a first down with a run after the catch. That is the tight end Britton Strange across the 40 to the 44-yard line, and a gain of 13 yards on a quick hitter to the outside perimeter left.
Yeah, they're starting up just like they did last week with the Giants. You're going to play that corner off at 15. They're just going to throw under him. Now, one thing I think that was interesting
number
there.
Number 73 has reported eligible. 73 is eligible.
is that Juju Brents actually went in the nickel situation. So he's going to be the three corner today.
Jones under center on first down, and I think with the hard count with the cadence gets the Colts to jump. They're offsides with DeForest Buckner getting a head start at the line of scrimmage.
Defense number 99. 5-yard penalty, still first down.
Our head referee today is Alex Kemp. That's a rare flag for the Colts. We were talking in the pregame show, Rick, that the Colts are actually the third least penalized team in the NFL, but that's a blunder up front. DeForest Buckner jumping before he should have. It gives the Jaguars a free 5 yards up to their own 48-yard line. It'll be first and five from there. So Mac Jones, the former Patriot, the former Crimson Tide, dips under center on first and five. He's starting against the Colts for the fourth straight year. Turns right side, gives to Etienne on a counter. Full head of steam, has got a first down and more. Quiddy Pay makes the tackle to the Indianapolis 41-yard line. Big play right there. It produces 10 and a first down.
Yeah, I think the game plan is very evident. Throw underneath them quick and run the football. And, you know, that's very successful for them in the first two first downs here.
Etienne ranks fourth in Jaguars history all time in rushing yards, over 2,600. They call his name left, and he's going to crash forward and march the ball inside the 40-yard line. DeForest Buckner and Kenny Moore make the tackle short of the 35 to the 36, but it's a gain of five and too much on first down for Etienne and company.
Yeah, remember, Matt, they gained 118 yards rushing in that first game, which is a little bit lost with Lawrence's big day.
Mac Jones on a draw to Etienne right up the hash marks left. DeForest Buckner and Grover Stewart combined on the tackle that time. Gain of two to the 34-yard line of Indianapolis. So both offenses making quick work of the opposing defenses. 7-0, the Colts lead. But we're down to 11 minutes and 10 seconds to go.
He has reported eligible. 73 is eligible.
In the first quarter, Jaguars operating on their first possession, third and three at the Colts 34, with Jones under center, tight ends to the left and right, takes a snap, left side give to Tank Bigsby, Dick Bigsby outside the numbers, he's got a first down, sprints inside the 25 to the 23-yard line, and he gets 11 yards. Bigsby and Etienne, a good two-headed monster in the running game,
yep.
Good vision to break it out, and produces a first down.
You're exactly right, this is a really good twosome. They're well over 1,200 yards, 1,250 something coming in today. They're legit right there at running back.
Bigsby averaging 4.7 yards per carry this year. That ranks fifth in the AFC. First and 10 at the Colts 23-yard line. Jones under center, make that out of the gun. Backs up, fakes a handoff. Looking to throw, fires left outside the numbers of the 20-yard line. Jalen Carlisle makes the tackle on the tight end. Luke Farrell on the outside, the veteran tight end of Ohio State, picks up three to the Colts 20-yard line.
Yeah, I think we're going to see Carlisle and Juju Brents a lot today. Carlisle, of course, in base, and then Juju coming in here like he just did right now as the third corner to at least get a look at him in this last game.
Right, Carlisle had a really good game last time the Colts played at Lucas Oil Stadium against the Titans. He had a career-high 10 tackles in that contest. It's Jones out of the gun, and as Bigsby is running back to the left, ball on the left hash, two receivers stacked to the left, and two split out wide to the right. Back in to throw, Jones looking right, fires that way, caught outside the numbers, turning the corner, 10 at the 5. That's Brian Thomas stretching for the pylon. He's not going to make the end zone, but he's pushed out of bounds at the 2-yard line, and he picks up 17 yards, rocked out of bounds by Nick Cross for Indianapolis, but that's going to set up the Jaguars' first and goal inside the 5.
Yeah, again, we've seen this act so many times. They created a mismatch by putting Thomas in the slot, isolated him on speed, and there's no way you're going to cover that one.
Yeah, Thomas has the Jags rookie record for catches, yards, and touchdowns. It is first and goal at the 2. Jones has the ball on the right hash. Now Bigsby to his right hip. Shotgun snap, handoff to Bigsby right up the guts, trying to slither his way forward inside the 2, and he'll mark the ball down at the 1-yard line, brought down by Liatu Latu and Zaire Franklin and Nick Cross for Indianapolis. Gain of a yard, second and goal from the 1. Jacksonville on goal-to-go situations this year, just 17 for 25. That's 23rd in the NFL. They were 1-for-1 on goal to go last week. In their win against the Titans. Extra offensive lineman in here. Unbalanced line to the left. Ball between the hash marks. Jones under center. Bigsby is the back. Now they're going to motion Josiah DeGuara, the tight end, as the fullback. Hand it off right side to Bigsby, and he's in. Touchdown, Jacksonville, on their first drive of the game. They get a touchdown just like the Colts. And it's 7-6 with a rushing touchdown, 1 yard out by Bigsby with 8 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. And that is the first time all season the Indianapolis Colts have given up a touchdown on defense to the opposition on the first possession of the game.
Fans not happy with the defense right there as they came off.
Nope.
Not very happy after the last five quarters. Now you can add another one, 68 points.
10-play drive for the Jaguars, and on for the extra point is Cam Little. It is up, and it is good. They go 70 yards for a touchdown, just like the Colts. 5 minutes, 38 seconds, a time of possession. Tank Bigsby, the veteran running back out of Auburn, with a 1-yard touchdown run, and we are tied at 7, 8 minutes, 12 seconds to go. First quarter, Indianapolis has the ball for the second time when we come back on the Ascension St. Vincent Radio Network. And that's thanks in part to a 1-yard touchdown run by Tank Bigsby. It ties the game with 8 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. Jaguars kick off to the Colts. Cam Little drives it out of the end zone, and the Colts will come out to the 30-yard line on their second possession. The first drive for the Colts was very quick. If you missed it, it only had 3 plays and 2 chunk plays. You had a 21-yarder to Drew Ogletree, and then a 40-yard touchdown pass to Alec Pierce. And the Colts have the ball now, moving right to left on the Jaguars on defense. Colts in the blue, Jacksonville in the white. Joe Flacco, perfect 70 yards passing so far out of the gun here. RPO, slides to the field, caught over the middle. Josh Downs across the 40, and he's going to wiggle the ball up to the 43-yard line for a gain of 13 right out of the gate.
Yep, and man, they're trying to play that tight man-to-man press, but they can't cover anybody right now. Downs beat the heck out of the nickel right there. We've beaten everybody. Big play to Brown. But the two guys you do want to work on is the nickel, and you want to work on Brown all day.
First down for the Colts. They've already produced 3 so far in the early going. First and 10 on their own 43-yard line. Game tied at 7. Flacco play action. Back to throw again. Hit as he throws. Holds on to the ball and takes a wicked sack all the way back to the 34-yard line. And Jacksonville brings him down ferociously with Devin Lloyd, the linebacker out of Utah.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned this in the pregame. I mentioned it to you. Lloyd is an exceptional blitzer. I mean, he really is exceptional player. And that's just what they needed to get behind, you know, to get us behind in the sticks.
Lloyd leads the team in tackles, but he gets a sack there. That's his second sack of the season. That's a loss of 8 to the 35-yard line. Colts in their own territory. Flacco goes out of the gun. Ball between the hash marks. Quick throw right side, outside the numbers, over to the far sideline. Downs with another grab, and he gets some of that yardage back on the sack. He's across the 45 to the 47-yard line. He picks up 12, and that gets the Colts back into a manageable situation here, 3rd and 6.
Yeah, again, the bunches and stacks really hurt Jacksonville. We created a bunch there with Downs on motion, and they basically lost in period. That outside was wide open.
Josh Downs last week passed Michael Pittman Jr. for the 3rd most catches by a Colts player in their first 2 seasons. 3rd and 6 for the Colts. This is their first 3rd down test of the ball game. Empty set for Flacco. 3 receivers left, 2 go to the right. Backs the throw, wide open, and a drop into plus territory by Downs around the Jaguars' 48-yard line. And he had to go down a little bit to grab it, but should have been a catch. In coverage was the nickel, Jerrion Jones, but that was more of a drop than anything else for Josh Downs on 3rd and 6. And the drive stalls out for the Colts because of the drop. 6 minutes and 17 seconds to go in the first quarter, and Rigo Sanchez will punt.
Right in his hands, Matt. Right in his hands.
Sanchez comes into the game. 49.7 gross average this year. That's a club record. He only had 1 punt last week against the Giants. Gets this one away. Line drive, end over end rugby punt. Underneath it are the Jaguars with Devin Duvernay. Signals for a fair catch around the numbers right side at the 8-yard line. And that takes us to a timeout on the field. Again, 6:11 to play in the first quarter. The Colts have had to punt on their second possession. A 40 45-yard punt by Rico Sanchez. And the Jaguars take over. Game is tied at 7 on the Ruoff Mortgage scoreboard. Jacksonville ball when we come back. 6:11 to go in the first quarter. Game is tied at 7 on the Ruoff Mortgage scoreboard. The Colts have had two possessions. They've just had to punt, and Jacksonville takes over at the 9-yard line following a 45-yard touchdown, or I should say punt, by Rico Sanchez. Jacksonville with a touchdown on their first drive. A 1-yard run by Tank Bigsby. He's played the Colts 4 times, has 4 touchdowns against the Colts, including the one on the first drive of the game for Jacksonville. Mac Jones in a pistol formation. Looks to throw, airs it out left, caught by Parker Washington, and he's out of bounds over on the far sideline across the 10 up to the 15-yard line. Gain of 6. Washington in his second year out of Penn State, and it produces second down and 4 now for Jacksonville.
Yeah, Mac is now 4-for-4 to start the game.
Yeah, Mac has appeared in 10 games, 7 starts. He's played in 6 straight, started 5 straight, completing 65% of his passes, 7 touchdowns, hands off to a running back here, charges across the 15-yard line, that's ETN, and he's met by Grover Stewart and DeForest Buckner, short of the 20-yard line, also short of a first down for the Jaguars, and now it's going to bring up 3rd and 1 for Jacksonville.
You know, you mentioned it in your prelim, Matt. Jacksonville has played pretty well in the last month. I mean, they're 2-2. Mac Jones has played his best football here in the last month.
He goes out of the gun here. Bigsby is his running back to the right side. Ball shading the left hash. 2 receivers go left and right. Jones asking for motion across the formation. Takes a snap. Gives off to Bigsby. Probing. Looking for a first down. He's not going to get it. Eaten up inside by Grover Stewart. Short of the 19-yard line. And it appears the Colts have made a play on 3rd and short in the running game. Bigsby took the handoff and had no open lane. And dance in the backfield is gobbled up by the Colts.
Yeah, as you said, big play by Grover. Also, the guy who really shot the gap was Cross from his safety position.
On to punt is Logan Cook. He's inside the 15-yard line, set up around the 10, waiting on a long snap. He's a Pro Bowler this year. Named to the Pro Bowl games for the first time. Gets this away. Spiraling punt. Backing up the Colts. They have to go back to get it. That's Anthony Gould. Plays it on the run around the 20-yard line and then dances up the near sideline in front of the Colts bench. Out of bounds. Pushed out across the 25 to the 27-yard line. And the Colts will have their 3rd possession upcoming from there. So we're down to 4 minutes and 19 seconds to go. First quarter, game tied at 7 on the Ruoff Mortgage scoreboard. 1st and 10 Colts on their own 27-yard line. You're listening to the Colts on the Ascension St. Vincent Radio Network. Colts take over. 4 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the first quarter. They embark on their 3rd drive of the game. The game is tied at 7 between the Colts and the Jaguars. Both teams scored touchdowns on their first possession. Moments ago, Logan Cook bombed a 62-yard punt and a 7-yard return by Anthony Gould for the Colts. And Indianapolis begins on their own 27-yard line. Rick, so far, Joe Flacco 5-for-6 in the passing game, and the Colts haven't run the ball yet.
No, haven't run it yet. There's only been 1 incompletion in this game.
They turn and hand off to Jonathan Taylor right on cue with a big hole, angling to the right. He's across the 35. He's got a first down, and he's brought down by Darnell Savage just short of the 40-yard line as Jonathan Taylor weaved his way through traffic, picks up 12, and a first down run.
Yeah, right behind that left side. That left side for the Colts really is a road-grading left side all year long.
Jonathan Taylor last week over 100 yards for the 3rd time this season, or 3rd straight game, I should say. First time he's also registered multiple rushing touchdowns in consecutive games since the 2020 season. He's got 5 rushing touchdowns combined in the last 2. They call his number here on first down. He's crossed the 40-yard line. He's going to blast the ball up to the 42 and pick up 3. And he's brought down by Devin Lloyd on the tackle for the Jaguars.
Yeah, the important thing on the running game is to get up into second level and get Lloyd and Aluakon blocked. Those, you know, their defensive line is okay, but their real strength on the run is those 2 stack backers.
After back-to-back runs by Jonathan Taylor, he takes a seat. It's Trey Sermon in the backfield. He's the lone back. Joe Flacco goes under center, ball in the right hash. The boundaries to his right. play action. Deep drop for Flacco. Throws back to his left, and it's almost intercepted. They were looking for the throwback screen left to Michael Pittman Jr., and Tyson Campbell laid a big pop on Pittman and almost intercepted the ball. He gets a pass defensed, and a wicked play by Michael Pittman Jr. was avoided there, but that could have been disastrous for the Colts.
I just stay away from Campbell. Just stay after Brown and Jones, the nickels. Keep on those guys. Think players, not plays.
Third and six for the Colts. They've got the ball on their own 43-yard line. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Game tied at seven. Flacco out of the gun. Ball in the right hash. Backs the throw. Three-step drop. Slant over the middle. That's a catch right at the sticks for Michael Pittman Jr. But from up here, he's going to be about a half yard short. He's down to the 48-yard line. Colts in their own territory. And it appears the Colts are short. They're also contemplating on sending in the punt team, but they're going to keep the offense on the field. They're going to go for it here. This is fourth and short. Flacco has the troops to the line of scrimmage. Trey Sermon is the back. Flacco lines up in a pistol look. The ball's just short of the 50-yard line. And the Colts are keeping the foot on the gas pedal. Game tied at seven. Flacco out of the gun. Turns, hands up. No, he's running with the ball left. He's at the 45. He's going to try and dive upfield for a first down. And he's pushed out of bounds right at the 49-yard line. Joe Flacco with a 39-year-old scramble to his left and sprinted towards the chains and dove upfield and got a first down.
That was mystifying right there. Oh, my God.
So for the time being, it's a first down, but maybe Jacksonville thinking about challenging the play. For the time being, the play is being held up by the officials. And the replay center, obviously, is factored into this equation, too.
After video assistance, the spot has been changed. We will measure to see if it's a first down.
All right, so we have a measurement for a first down. Meanwhile, let's go down to Lara Overton on the Colts sideline for possibly an injury update on Jonathan Taylor. Lara.
Well, he is now standing next to his teammates on the Colts sideline, but he did get some attention from athletic trainers. Got both ankles just reinforced, heavy tape on both of his ankles here on the bench, on the sideline. So that's why you've seen Trey Sermon in there for the last few plays. However, now he's back up, helmet on. Looks like Jonathan Taylor is ready to go should his number be called.
All right, good news there. Meanwhile, the first down measurement here brought to you by your Central Indiana Toyota dealers. Toyota, the official vehicle of the Colts. The Chain Gang is on the field. The Colts need the 49-yard line in their own territory for a first down. They're stretching out the chains right now, and the second spot is a bad one. The Colts are about a foot short of a first down on that scramble left by Joe Flacco. So now it is fourth and less than a yard instead of first and 10. And the Colts have a decision to make here. Actually, they don't. That's a turnover on downs,
turnover,
obviously.
Yeah. I looked at the replay, and this is a correct spot. Fans don't like it, but yep.
Please reset the game clock to 2:17.
Timeout on the field. The Colts have turned it over on downs. 2:03 to go in the first quarter. Game tied at 7, and Jacksonville has the ball in the plus territory. When we come back, you're listening to the Colts on the Ascension St. Vincent Radio Network. Welcome back to Colts football. 2 minutes, 17 seconds to go in the first quarter. The Colts have just turned the ball over on downs in their own territory. Jacksonville starts at the plus 48-yard line. Mac Jones over the middle delivers on play action. That's a catch inside the 40-yard line. Britton Strange, the tight end, makes the grab. E.J. Speed on the tackle. Gain of 11. Furthermore, into Colts territory go the Jaguars.
Zone and a check down for 11. I mean, that's just, you just can't let that happen. That's too easy for the quarterback.
Game tied at 7 on the Ruoff Mortgage scoreboard. Third drive of the game for Jacksonville. Both teams scored touchdowns on their first possession. Mac Jones under center, changing the formation at the line of scrimmage with a couple of tight ends. Travis Etienne, the lone back behind the ball in the right hash. Left side give to Etienne. Slips on the turf a little bit and is corralled by the Colts. Brought down by Taven Bryan and Nick Cross on the tackle. And Dio Adengbo, who's an upcoming free agent for the Colts in the offseason, part of that stop too. No gain for Etienne. And it brings up 2nd and 10 for the Jaguars. The Colts 37. Jacksonville coming into the game, averaging 101 yards rushing. That ranks 26th in the NFL. They've been under 107 of the last 9 games. 2nd and 10 at the 37. Jones out of the gun. Hopkins. He's playing the Colts for the fourth straight year. The former Patriot takes a snap. Inside give to ETN. He's rolled up by the Colts at the line of scrimmage. Nothing doing on that play. Again, it's Taven Bryan at the point of attack. He's also tripped up by Liatu Latu. And I think one of his offensive linemen got in his way, too. And that's going to bring up third and nine. Jacksonville just 1-for-2 so far in the ball game on third down on the season, converting 37%. That's 31st, second to last. This is third long at the 36. Jones out of the gun. Dearness Johnson, the running back, in for the first time. He's to the right of Jones in this formation. Three receivers stacked to the left side. Five-step drop for Jones. Steps up in the pocket. Checks it down. Caught inside the 30-yard line. Then they rumble down to the 21. And that is Brenton Strange. E.J. Speed makes the tackle. First down for the Jaguars. A pickup of 14. And a check down. Although we do have a flag at the end of the play.
Offense number 76. It's a 10-yard penalty. Third down.
So wipe off the catch in the first down. That's the first penalty of the ball game for the Jaguars, and it's on their left guard, Ezra Cleveland, fifth-year man out of Boise State.
Yeah, that's a huge play, huge break for us there, because that's another 11-yard check down.
Yep. So it's going to back up the Jaguars significantly, and it's going to bring up third and 19 to the 46-yard line of their own territory. Remember, this drive started at the plus 48.
This is the end of the first quarter.
And that takes us down to the end of the first quarter. So 15 minutes in the books here. When we come back for the start of the second quarter, Jacksonville faces third and 19 at the Colts' 46-yard line, game tied at 7 on the Ruoff Mortgage scoreboard. We head to the second quarter. Stay with us on the Ascension St. Vincent Radio Network. Well done, Casey. Thank you very much. As we start the second quarter here at Lucas Oil Stadium, Week 18, game is tied between the Colts and the Jaguars. When we come back for the start of the second period, Jacksonville has the ball at the Indianapolis 46-yard line facing third and 19. Game tied at 7. Rick Venturi defensively. This is a big moment for the Colts.
Big moment, and Thomas is sitting in there at the 3 position to get right down the middle of the field.
Mac Jones out of the gun. Three receivers bunched to the left side. Dearness Johnson, the running back, to the right of Jones. Shotgun snap, five-step drop, plants, throws outside the numbers, right side. That's a catch, but not a first down. And on the catch is Josh Reynolds. And he came over after being waived by the Denver Broncos earlier this month, or I should say back in December. Gain of 11, not enough for a first down on third and almost 20. And looks like Jacksonville is going to send on their field goal team to try to get three more with Cam Little, the rookie out of Arkansas, sixth-round draft pick. That's going to be a very long field goal. It's a 53-yard try coming up.
Such an easy completion on third down, though, to give him a possibility of a field goal.
All coming from the right hash. There's a snap, the placement. Kick is on its way. Has the leg, and the direction is good, too. Cam Little now 4-for-5 over 50 this year. Has a long of 59, which is tied for the fourth longest kick in the NFL this year and tied for the longest field goal in franchise history. But that one good from about 53. And the Jaguars have the lead for the first time today. We'll tell you about the scoring drive. Also an update from Lair Overton when we come back. 14-17 to play second quarter. It's 10-7. Jaguars over the Colts. Flacco outside zone left to Jonathan Taylor. Gets out of the initial wave. He's across the 35. Makes one man miss and wiggles up to the 37-yard line. Make it the 38 for a gain of 8 on first down.
Yeah, the next time we go fourth and one, let's just run it behind Nelson.
Yeah.
Every time we run it behind Nelson, we get 7 yards. I mean, he and they're just driving the heck out of the Jackson. They're beating Jacksonville at the line of scrimmage on that left side.
Well, Nelson's a Pro Bowler, too. He's a Pro Bowler in each of his first 7 seasons in his NFL career. He's the first Colts offensive lineman ever to accomplish that. Flacco under center, counter give, left side to Jonathan Taylor. Breaks it outside the numbers. First down and more. 45, and he's rushed out of bounds over on the far sideline. Across the 45 to the 46 for a gain of 8.
Yeah, again, really good run blocking by Nelson and Ryman. And then really a nice pull there by Granson. Granson actually looked like a pulling guard and kicked the edge out for Jonathan on that cutback.
Taylor now has 61 first down runs this year. That's 10th in the NFL, but since 2020, he ranks second in the NFL and runs for a first down. It produces one there, first and 10 to the 47-yard line. Colts to their own territory, going left to right of the Jaguars. Pistol look, Flacco to Taylor, outside the numbers, 50-yard line, tracks the ball into plus territory, falls down to the Jaguars, 47. And he's brought down by Devon Hamilton, the interior defensive tackle out of Ohio State. Gain of 6, Lair Overton, the Colts running game heating up.
And you guys were getting the credit to Quentin Nelson there, and when Jonathan Taylor was asked to explain Q's impact, he said, it's kind of like, you know the saying, there's two things for sure, death and taxes. Well, there's a third thing, and that's Quentin Nelson is going to be an excellent player on the field every time he steps out there. That for sure is guaranteed, guys.
He's paving the way for Jonathan Taylor. He's got 33 rushing yards on 4 carries. He's a lone back here. They call his number right up the gut. Starts left, slashes upfield, and he's brought down by Devin Lloyd just inside the 45-yard line to the 44. Close to a first down. In fact, they're going to wave those sticks up the field. First down for the Colts, and they have just produced their 6th first down. Each team, Colts and Jaguars, have 6 first downs as we approach 12 minutes to go until halftime. Jacksonville 10, Colts 7.
One thing that's helped us is that passing early and the bomb to Pierce has really softened up their secondary. They're playing a lot of split safety, which is lightening the box for Taylor.
Flacco goes out of the gun here, ball on the left hash, shotgun snap, backs to throw, on play action, pass time loading up down the far sideline, the near sideline, again it's Alec Pierce, no, it's Pittman, Pittman with the grab. He got behind the Colts secondary, inside the 20-yard line, he goes to the Jacksonville 17.
Yeah, this is a cover two, and they brought Pierce down the middle, the safeties hung in there, and Pittman was able to run the corner pattern in between the down corner and the high safety. Just a really nice call. He got wide open back in there. An excellent throw right there on the boundary.
26 yards to Michael Pittman Jr. earlier this year. Went over 4,000 career receiving yards. First and 10 Colts inside the Coca-Cola red zone. They turn right side to Jonathan Taylor. Big run and more. And he's banging off of tacklers inside the 10. Goes down to the 9-yard line for 8 as Andrew Wingard finally brings down Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, Colts are totally dominating that line of scrimmage now. And they're playing a little two tight end stuff, which put those two tight ends together, and it widens the front, and they're able to bang it right up in there.
Jonathan Taylor averaging over 7 yards per carry in this first half. 7 attempts, 52 yards, and it's 2nd and 1 at the 8-yard line.
Gonzalez, big power block on that play.
Joe Flacco's been good, too. He's 7 for 9 in the passing game for a 126. Out of the gun here. Taylor's back to the left side. They feed it to Taylor. Stutter steps into the line of scrimmage, and he's driving that pile forward, brought down by Traven Walker, who wraps him up around the waist and then thrusts him back. But he does get enough for a first down, does Jonathan Taylor. Picks up 2 to around the 6-yard line. And it's another first down for the Colts. Now it's 1st and goal, Indianapolis. See if the Colts can cash this in. It's their first red zone trip today. They scored on a 40-yard touchdown on their first possession. On the season, the Colts are 75% on goal to go. 1 for 1 against the Giants last week. 1st and goal, Colts at the 6. Flacco out of the gun. 2 backs in the backfield, including Josh Downs to his left. Taylor's to the right. Ball in the right hash. Flacco to Taylor. Right up the gut. He's inside the 5. Cuts to his right into the end zone. Touchdown! INDY. A 6-yard score for Jonathan Taylor on 1st and goal. No problem. Colts back on top, 13-10.
Yeah, real nice play design. We had Downs in the backfield. He motioned out of there. Olukan went with him, opening up a big hole inside for JT.
It's the 3rd game in a row for Jonathan Taylor. He's found the end zone on the ground. 8 plays, 70 yards for the Colts. 4:45, a time of possession, and Jonathan Taylor with a 6-yard run to the end zone. Matt Gay's on for the extra point. Kick is up, and it is good. The scoring drive for the Colts is brought to you by Sharp Business Systems, the official document solutions provider of the Colts. 9:32 to go in the 2nd quarter. It's the Colts 14, Jaguars 10 on the Ruoff Mortgage scoreboard. It'll be Jacksonville ball when we come back, down by 4 points in the 2nd quarter here at Lucas Oil Stadium on the Ascension St. Vincent Radio Network. And they're back in front due to a six-yard run by Jonathan Taylor to the end zone. Matt Gay kicks off to the Jaguars. They field the ball in the end zone on one knee with Devin Duvernay, and the ball will come out to the 30-yard line. 9:32 to go in the second quarter. It's the Colts 14, Jaguars 10. On that last drive, Jonathan Taylor had 44 yards rushing on seven carries, finds the end zone rushing for the 11th time this year. And coming into the game, Jonathan Taylor has three seasons of 1,000-plus rushing yards and 10 plus rushing touchdowns, second most in team history. Only Edgerrin James has more than Taylor. He did it four times, but Taylor with a touchdown. He's got six rushing scores in the last three games. Mac Jones and the Jaguars back to work on play action, looking to pass. He's being harassed from behind by the Colts and taken down by Quiddy Pay. Behind the line of scrimmage, back to the 26-yard line. Quiddy Pay with a sack on first down.
Yeah, really good coverage. He didn't have anything. And Quiddy just did a really good job on that left tackle. He just beat him off the edge and just kept coming.
Quiddy Pay with eight sacks this season. Gets a big one there. Second and 13. We'll hear from Lara coming up after second long for the Jaguars. Back to their own 27-yard line. They're going right to left against the Colts. Jaguars in the white, Colts in the blue. Mac Jones backs the throw. Flings it to the right flat. That's a catch outside the numbers. Thomas had it for a moment, but couldn't bring it in, and it was Samuel Womack in coverage for the Colts on the perimeter left. That's going to bring up third and 13 as we go down to the field and check in with Lara Overton.
Well, someone who is front and center, front row here at Lucas Oil Stadium for that sack, Quiddy's mom, Agnes. She makes it to about one game a year. The first one was 2 years ago back in New England. So an incredible performance from Quiddy with his mom on hand. We've heard so much, of course, about the sacrifices she made to bring her family to the United States, give her son the opportunity to play football. So rewarding mom with a fantastic performance in the first half.
Third and long, Jones, five-step drop, has time in the pocket. He's going to air to the right flat. That is a grab, not enough for a first down. Dearness Johnson fighting for extra yards, wrapped up on the outside by E.J. Speed. No gain on the play, and he's going to be brought down around the 27-yard line. Fourth and 13. The clock will move. We're under 8.5 to go in the second quarter. It's the Colts 14, Jaguars 10, and Jacksonville will punt for the second time.
Yeah, that's really set up by Quiddy there, getting him in third and long. Offense really sharp today, both pass and run. They're at 178 yards total at 8:14 to go.
Logan Cook on to punt. Wobbly punt underneath it for the Colts as Gould plays it to the 26-yard line, scrambling to his right, and he's going to be finished off on special teams by the Jaguars, and he will go no further. Brought down by the long snapper. That's Matisik. He's a Pro Bowler, too. It's a 47-yard punt by the Jaguars. Timeout on the field. 8:04 to play in the second quarter. The Colts have the ball, and they have the lead, 14-10 over Jacksonville. First and 10 Colts of their own territory when we return on the Ascension St. Vincent Radio Network. 14-10 in this Week 18 affair. Both of these teams, unfortunately, assured of missing out on the playoffs. For the Jaguars, they are going to finish third in the AFC South this year with the record coming into this game of 4-12. The Colts missing out on the postseason for the fourth straight season. First and 10 Colts at the 26-yard line following a Logan Cook punt for Jacksonville. Joe Flacco dips under center. Left side give on a counter to Jonathan Taylor. Cuts it up just inside the numbers. He's going to dance forward across the 30. Brought down by Darnell Savage around the 34-yard line. Gain of 8. And Jonathan Taylor is a machine today. Efficient. He's got 10 carries for right around 69 yards.
Yep. He is really on it, and again, the majority of it is all to our left.
And that's where the Colts had so much success last week against the Giants, Rick.
Oh, absolutely.
That would be Quentin Nelson and Bernard Raimann over there paving the way. Second down and one for the Colts. They've got the ball just short of the 35-yard line. Pittman in motion to the left side. Flacco goes out of the gun. Taylor's is back to the right. Flacco with a snap to Taylor. Probing. Traven Walker rolls him up. He also had help from Jerrion Jones, but that is a first down for Jonathan Taylor. He fell forward for a gain of 3, and that'll move the sticks. The Colts have the ball in their own territory, just short of the 40-yard line.
Yeah, the Colts are running a lot of pull plays. That is pull guards, pull tackles. That time it was a short power to our right, and Raimann came around the horn. They're really... Desperano's doing a really good job of getting a lot of variation in that running game.
So Goodson is the running back now in the ball game for the Colts. Back in the throw is play on play action is Flacco, and he's going to check it down right side to Goodson out of the backfield. Circles out of a tackle, gets across the 40 up to the 43-yard line for a gain of five. And he's brought down to the outside by Jerrion Jones.
Yep, good route by Goodson. Good throw.
Tyler Goodson, third-year man out of Iowa. He's got a carry in five games. That's a catch. That's his 11th grab of the season. Produces five. Second down and five for the Colts on their own 43-yard line, going left to right on the Jaguars as we approach 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Colts 14, Jacksonville 10. Back in the throw is Flacco, airing one down the right sideline, and it's incomplete, out of the reach of Adonai Mitchell, streaking down the near sideline. And in coverage was Monteric Brown, the cornerback out of Arkansas. So that goes down as an incompletion. It brings up third and five for the Colts on their own 43. Let's quickly pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Ascension St. Vincent Radio Network.
Lafayette's home for Bob and Tom and the Colts. Solid Rock 93.5 WKHY, Lafayette's Rock Station.
Sermon in as the running back left of Flacco. Colts on third down, 0 for 2. Back in the throw is Joe. Pats the ball, throws it right side. That's a catch, and that is Josh Downs, a first down. Scrambles out of bounds into plus territory. Takes himself out of bounds at the Jaguar 46, and the sticks move.
Yeah, he is really a third down magnet. And again, we gave him a stack, and it totally screwed up the corner and the nickel on who's covering who. And that was just enough to get Downs that little option route to the outside. This team really struggles with bunches and stacks.
Third grab of the afternoon for Josh Downs. And with that, he passes T.Y. Hilton for the second most catches by a Colts player in their first two seasons. First and 10 Colts in the plus territory. Right side give to Jonathan Taylor. He's going to be upended, but he does fall forward to the 41-yard line. He picks up five. Devin Lloyd makes the tackle right at the 40-yard line as they respot the ball. But Taylor with, nevertheless, a good, hard, productive run on first down.
Yeah, and a guy that really, the unsung hero there was Ogletree, who basically ran a wham play in on the three technique and really opened the hole for Jonathan.
Out of the gun goes Joe Flacco. Taylor's is back to the right. Also in the backfield left is Downs. Ball in the right hash. Flacco to Taylor. Right up the gut. Surging forward. He's got another first down. And he's going to barge the ball down to the 35-yard line for five more yards before Jacksonville brings him down with Jordan Jefferson.
Same play as we scored on the red zone. Basically, start with what looks like a two-back offense. Motion Downs out. And when their linebacker leaves, it really gives a void in there to run the ball.
Jonathan Taylor with 83 rushing yards on 13 carries, well over 6 yards per clip. He stays in the game and to the right of Flacco out of the gun. And they call Taylor's number again right between the hash marks. Breaks it out left. And he's going to be shoestring tackled around the ankle to the 31-yard line by Darnell Savage. But still a gain of four by Jonathan Taylor. You'll take that. It'll bring up second and six for the Colts. We're looking to pad their lead. It's 14-10 as we dip under 4 minutes to go until halftime.
You're exactly right. I mean, you will take that. And basically what's happening is we are just dominating their inside people, just absolutely dominating their tackles.
Ball to the line of scrimmage again. Flacco out of the gun. Taylor's is back left. Ball in the left hash. Two receivers stacked to the left. Two go to the right, including a tight end, Granson. Back in the throw is Flacco. Good protection. Throws it right side. Incomplete. A little miscommunication there between he and Josh Downs. Flacco thought Downs was going to continue his route down the near sideline and run a go route. And now it's going to produce third and six to the 31-yard line in the Jacksonville territory.
Yeah, and Armstead coming off that left side got pretty good push on Gonsalves. And so basically, as you said, miscommunication, and then Joe tried to deliver off that back foot.
3:32 to go in the second quarter. Colts need to convert here on third down. They're just 1 for 3 so far. Third and six of the plus 31. Flacco out of the gun. Sermon is the back now to the left. In motion to the right side is Josh Downs. Bunch go to the right. Back in the throw is Joe. Good protection initially. Steps up in the pocket. Throws against his body. Incomplete. And they were looking on a crosser to Kylan Granson around the 24-yard line. But he was in bracket coverage by the Jaguars. Devin Lloyd and Andrew Wingard were all over him in the back end. And Matt Gay is going to come on for a field goal try.
Yeah, that's too bad. I mean, we're really driving the ball. I mean, we're doing so many things well. And you just got to finish these guys off. You don't want to let them hang in there too long.
So Matt Gay's on for a 49-yard field goal. It'll be out of the hold of Rigoberto Sanchez on the left hash. Fourth and six. Colts lead 14-10. Gay with a 49-yard field goal, and it is up, and it is good. And now it's 17-10 for the Colts. And Matt Gay with a 49-yarder. He's now 25 for 25 this season, under 50. And that was just a whisker under 50, but it is a three-point possession for the Colts. 11 plays that time by Indianapolis, 43 yards, and 3 minutes and 22 seconds a time of possession. And Matt Gay drills a 49-yard field goal, and the Colts are up by a touchdown, 17-10 over the Jaguars. So the Colts kick off, and they do so out of the end zone, and that'll force the Jaguars to start on their own 30-yard line. Right to left, they're moving the ball now. Tank Bigsby is the running back. He scored a touchdown the first quarter. Colts lead 17-10. Jaguars on first down, handoff to Bigsby with a gaping hole, explodes across the 35, and he takes a defender for the Colts for a ride up to the 38-yard line for a gain of 8.
Yeah, the Colts made a mistake there. They showed their blitz, a weak side blitz, way too early, and Mac Jones audible to a play to the right, gained 8 yards.
Bigsby with a huge run, second and two, as we are under 3 minutes to go until halftime. Colts lead by 7. Right side give to Bigsby, hit by Zaire Franklin. Not enough for a first down. In fact, no gain on the play. And Franklin brought the wood right there. We told you in the pregame show he needed 15 tackles to break his own franchise record for tackles in a single season, which he's done in each of the last 2 years. Third and two, 2.5 minutes to go now. And
number
the Jaguars.
73 is eligible.
They bring in an extra offensive lineman here at the 38-yard line of their own territory.
Big third down. We get the ball back with 3 timeouts.
Jones under center, unbalanced line to the left, ball in the right hash. They give it to Bigsby, and he slips out of a tackle by Laiatu Latu, and then barges up to the 40-yard line, maybe the 41. He gets a first down, a gain of 3. Missed opportunity there for the Colts. He was finally brought down by E.J. Speed, but not before the sticks will move. And that's going to take us down to the 2-minute warning.
Timeout.
So 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Both teams, Colts and Jaguars, have all 3 of their timeouts. Colts lead the Jags 17-10 at the 2-minute warning here in the second quarter. First and 10, Jaguars on their own 41-yard line when we return. And they do so first and 10 on their own 41-yard line. Colts lead 17-10 on the Ruoff Mortgage scoreboard. Both teams, Colts and Jaguars, have all 3 of their timeouts. Let's get a quick sideline update from Lair Overton in regards to maybe a little grotesque situation with Bernard Ryman, Lair.
Yeah, his pants are not tie-dyed. They are just splattered in red because his left lower arm was gushing blood. Had to get that entire lower arm taped up by athletic trainers over on the Colts sideline. So just an indication of how physical it's getting in the trenches, Matt.
No question about it. That's what happens when these two teams get together in the AFC South. First and 10. It's Mac Jones back in the throw. Swings it out left, caught by Etienne. The back slips out of the tackle, still cruising up down the near sideline, and he's pushed out of bounds at the Colts 49-yard line, right at the marker, a pickup of 10, and that is a first down catch out of the backfield. Etienne produces the 8th first down of the afternoon for the Jaguars.
Yeah, big key missed tackle again. If Franklin has an issue, he makes tackles, but he misses a lot of space tackles there.
Etienne came into the game ranking 4th in Jaguars history in receiving by running backs. First and 10 of the Colts' 49-yard line. Jacksonville hanging on to those timeouts. Under center goes Jones. Ball on the left hash. Takes a snap. Play action on a counter. Steps up in the pocket. Airs it downfield. Inside the 20-yard line. The ball's hanging up. And that is a catch for the Jaguars. And they're spun down. Brian Thomas at the 8-yard line. Made the catch on Julian Blackman. Yards after the grab. Inside the 10 will be first and goal for the Jaguars.
Are you guys aware Thomas is pretty good?
Second explosive catch today by Brian Thomas.
Timeout, Indianapolis. That's their first of the half. 30 seconds in length.
That is a gain of 41 yards. And for Thomas, that is his 7th catch this season, over 40. And also with that grab, he has a catch of at least 30 yards.
140 on the clock, please.
has a catch of at least 30 yards now in six straight games. And, Rick, I mean, that's what the Colts, unfortunately, have done this year. They have let the other team's best and top playmaker at wide receiver have big games and big moments.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, they simply play that three deep, and he just runs down the post. Now, I think Mac did a really good job. Mac actually.
Number 73 has reported eligible. 73 is eligible.
Mac actually underthrew him intentionally,
right?
And he worked away from 33.
Yeah, that was Womack. So the Colts called their timeout. First red zone trip of the afternoon for the Jaguars. Jones under center, hands off right side to ETN. He's prorated and he's brought down from behind, and that'll be a tackle at the 9 yard line by Grover
timeout.
Stewart.
Indianapolis
and EJ Speed.
It's a 30-second timeout.
Mac Jones goes out of the gun. He's 9 for 10 passing today for a buck 12. Ball on the right hash. ETN is the back to the right. Two receivers stack left. Jones looking over this Colts defense. Four down linemen. Backs to throw. Angling to his right out of the pocket. Shoots it right side. Incomplete for ETN. In coverage on the left flat was EJ Speed for the Colts.
Yeah, really good coverage, and it stops the clock for us. Don't have to use a timeout here.
Colts get a break there with the incompletion in relation to the clock. Jacksonville 2 for 5 on third down. This is third and goal at the 9. 1:32 to go until halftime. Colts lead by a touchdown, but that's in danger here. 5 wide. 3 go left, 2 go right for Jones out of the gun by himself. Ball between the hash marks. Shotgun snap. Looks to his right. Throws right side into the end zone, and that is incomplete. Looking for Josh Reynolds, but it's over his head. Couldn't go up and make the catch. It's out of bounds, and that'll stop the clock with 1:28 to play in the second quarter, and the Colts defense has forced the Jaguars into a field goal try.
Yeah, and that means we're going to get the ball with 1:28 and one timeout.
Right.
So, you know, realistically, field goal coming up here if we can get it back here.
So the Jaguars will kick a very short field goal inside the red zone. It's a 28-yarder, and up and good by Cam Little, the rookie out of Arkansas. A sixth-round draft pick coming into the season. He was the youngest kicker ever drafted in NFL history at 20 years old. And that field goal is good. He's now 2 for 2. And also his 92.3 field goal accuracy percentage leads the NFL among rookies with at least 10 field goal attempts this year. So 2 for 2 this afternoon, and the Jaguars have pulled within 4, 17-13. 9-play drive for the Jags, 61 yards, a minute 57, a time of possession. Cam Little a 28-yard field goal. So the Colts will get the ball back, and they'll have one timeout. And at the very least, Rick, they'll try to navigate the football into Matt Gay field goal range at the end of the first half.
Absolutely. You really would like to finish here and just erase that 3 points right there.
Colts have a pair of return men back at the goal line, Anthony Gould and Ashton Doolin. Colts haven't returned any of the kickoffs to this point. Little drives it high and deep, and this will bounce 9 yards into the end zone and then roll out of the back end line. The ball will come out to the 30-yard line, so the task at hand now for the Colts is taking over the football after a touchback. They'll begin the 30-yard line, again trying to get into Matt Gay field goal range. And for him, that's right around the plus 41-yard line. He had a career-long 58-yarder back in 2019. That was his rookie year with the Buccaneers. So the Colts begin on their own 30. One timeout to use. Joe Flacco backs the throw. Airs it left. Caught by Downs. And he's sandwiched to the turf across the 35 up to the 38-yard line for a gain of 8. The Colts go quickly. Hanging on to that timeout. Clock is moving. A minute 10 and counting on the Colts. Flacco and company at the line of scrimmage. Joe out of the gun. Shotgun snap, three-step drop, again over the middle. That's a catch and a first down across the 40-yard line for Michael Pittman Jr. Brought down by Foye Aluakon, his first time we've called his number today, but that's a pickup at the 45-yard line. Colts in their own territory. Under a minute to go. Colts moving left to right on the Jaguars. Again to throw is Flacco. Takes a shot down the right sideline. That's incomplete, and he airs it over the head of Michael Pittman Jr. And that'll stop the clock with 42 seconds to go. Second and 10 for the Colts on their own 45-yard line. And from here, Rick, the Colts need about 15 more yards.
Yep. You want to keep working over here now. Prince has not played very much. He's in there at left corner now, number 24. You know, I wouldn't mind seeing Pierce get the out. Here comes Pierce over here on him now.
Three receivers bunched to make that spread out to the left side. Grantson, Downs, and Pittman that way. Trey Sermon, the back right of Flacco, who goes out of the gun. Five-step drop plants. Loading up, taking a shot for Alec Pierce, and it's incomplete.
Penalty.
But flag.
Yes, yes.
Andrew Wingert and
Wingert.
Prince.
Yes, yes, all the way.
And they just push Pierce to the turf as he was trying to go up and make a bid on that ball.
Pass defense number 24. It's a spot foul. First down.
It's actually 42 did it.
Yeah,
42.
Wingert.
It's a defenseless receiver on that play. He just lowered his shoulder and knocked the heck out of him, and totally unnecessary.
But a big play for the Colts. It won't go down as a completion, but it's a huge penalty inside the red zone. Spot foul, which occurs at the 18-yard line of the Jaguars. And now the Colts are thinking touchdown over field goal here. Huge penalty there. It covers 38 yards. Last week against the Giants, Pierce induced a 44-yard pass interference penalty. That one, a huge one as well. Flacco backs the throw, looking right. Throws over the head of Pittman again, streaking down the near sideline. Couldn't catch up to that pass. And that's going to bring up second and 10 at the 18-yard line. 32 seconds to go. Colts lead 17-13 over Jacksonville. One timeout left for the Colts to still use.
I just don't understand. If you're going to throw a fade,
do it to Pierce.
Do it to Pierce. Yeah. I mean, no disrespect. Pittman is like a tight end. Pittman catches a million balls inside.
Pierce is put out wide left with receivers bunching that way, three of them, including Downs and Pittman. Now Downs in motion to the right side. Flacco goes out of the gun. Sermon the back left. Flacco to take to the air. In the pocket, in trouble. Rolling out to his right, almost stumbles, throws upfield into the end zone, broken up. Almost a touchdown, but broken up by Prince at the last moment. And waiting on the ball to get to him was Mo Alie-Cox in the end zone. But Prince got in there just a hair before the ball got to Mo Alie-Cox.
Oh.
And now it's third and 10 for the Colts.
Just barely. It was a great call. I thought we had it. Joe did a good job. He was pressured, stumbled getting out of there, but he got out of there.
Prince got that right hand up there just in the nick of the time to get a pass defensed. 24 seconds to go. Third and 10 for the Colts at the plus 18. Flacco out of the gun to pass. Good protection initially. Steps up in the pocket. Now he's going to take off and run. And he loses the... No, he throws the ball right at the end of the play, trying to dump it off upfield to Trey Sermon right as that knee was going down for Joe Flacco on a potential sack. But that's an incomplete pass. It goes off the fingertips of Sermon around the 16-yard line. It's kind of a wonky play there. Incomplete pass. Stops the clock with 17 seconds. But the Colts are in field goal range, and they'll try to get three before the end of the half with Matt Gay.
Yeah, this was our original objective. We had another shot at it, but, you know, let's get out of here. Let's get to seven.
Matt Gay on for a 36-yard field goal. There's a snap. And the field goal is up, and it is good. So the Colts get three right before the end of the first half. It's now the Colts 20, Jaguars 13, with just 13 seconds to go. And that's a really efficient end of half drive by the Colts. They go seven plays, 52 yards, 1 minute and 12 seconds of time of possession. And Matt Gay drops a 36-yard field goal through the uprights. And that drive was aided big time by a 37-yard penalty on pass interference as the Jaguars in the secondary interfered with Alec Pierce to get the Colts inside the red zone. That was the big play on that drive. And that's the scoring drive for the Colts, brought to you by Sharp Business Systems, the official document solutions provider of the Colts. So the Jaguars are going to send on their kickoff return team. And they also get the ball first to start the third quarter. That's why, Rick, I thought it was so imperative there for the Colts to wisely use their timeouts on defense, set up the offense in a position to get points at the end of the first half.
Yeah, real good management there, no question about it. At least we come out of here, we go to the roundabout with a little bit of momentum.
Matt Gay's going to kick off. Jacksonville has two return men spread out at the goal line. And we're back to play. And this ball is banged out of the end zone. So the Jaguars will start at the 30-yard line. Let's see if they just come out here in victory formation and take a knee. Scores around the NFL elsewhere. Carolina and Atlanta are tied at 17. Dallas leads Washington 6-3. And Chicago leads Green Bay 14-13 at Lambeau Field. Obviously, in Week 18, in the regular season finale, you're seeing a lot of divisional games across the league today. Mac Jones under center takes a knee, and that's going to be the final play of the first half as both teams retreat to their respective locker rooms. So the Jaguars begin left to right with the football. Jacksonville in the white, Colts in the blue. Mac Jones, he was 9 for 12 in the passing game. Takes to the air here on first down. Sends it right side outside the numbers. That's a catch. And then being spun down is Brian Thomas. Brought down by Jalen Carlisle and Julian Blackman on the outside. Gain of 4 to the 34-yard line.
Yeah, they motion Washington outside of Thomas, which then makes Thomas the slot. And then they like the possession when he's in the slot. Outside, they're going to push it deep. Inside, a lot of option stuff.
Second and 6. Jacksonville at the line of scrimmage. Mac Jones in his fourth year out of Alabama, out of the gun. Three-step drop. Wings it right side. Caught by ETN. Makes a man miss with a little shimmy move across the 35 up to the 38-yard line. EJ Speed collects him out of bounds. And he's a yard short of a first down. They need the 40, so they put the ball down to the 39-yard line after the swing pass right to ETN.
Yeah, again, we need a big third down and one stop.
Number 73 has reported eligible. 73 is eligible.
Jacksonville in the first half, 2 for 6 on third down. This is third and very manageable at the 39-yard line of their own territory, down by 7, first drive of the third quarter. Jones under center takes a snap. Quarterback sneak, and he plunges across the 40 to the 41-yard line, picks up 2, and produces a first down. So Mac Jones gets it. He's a Jacksonville native. He played high school football at the Bowl School in Jacksonville, leading the team to the state regional final in 2015 and the Florida 4A title in 2016. He was traded in the offseason to the Jaguars for a 6th-round pick back to the Patriots after they drafted him in the first round in 2021. First and 10 of the 41-yard line, Jacksonville their own territory. Jones under center. Bigsby is the back. They give it to him on a counter right side. He's got a crease, and he's going to jog the ball across the 45-yard line, and he'll be stopped at the 47. Gain of 6, and Kenny Moore, the second, makes the tackle for the Colts to bring up 2nd and 4.
Yeah, we bought a blitz off the off our left side. They did a nice job. They blocked down on Quiddy and kicked out on Carlisle and gained up 6 yards.
Bigsby has a touchdown run in the first half. They give it to him on a draw. Looking to slash it outside. Has to cut it up before he wants to, and he's met by the Colts. E.J. Speed and also Jalen Jones supplied the big hit there on the run by Bigsby. Short pickup. Not enough for a first down. Now it's 3rd and a long 3 for the Jags.
That was a kiss shot right there, man. That was face-to-face
there.
Boy. A lot of impact hit by Speed.
E.J. Speed ranks 12th in tackles in the NFL, has a career-high 134 coming into the game. 3rd and 4, just short of the 50-yard line for the Jaguars. Dernis Johnson motions into the backfield right of Jones, who goes out of the gun. Ball between the hash marks, 3 receivers go left. Jones looks that way, and he's out of the pocket now, scrambling, and sets his feet and throws upfield, incomplete. It was intended for Parker Washington. He wants a flag and coverage on Zaire Franklin, but no penalty comes out at the 43-yard line in Colts territory. Incomplete pass produces 4th and 4, and the Jaguars on 4th down will play field position, and they will punt near midfield.
That was really good coverage by Zaire. They isolated Washington on him one-on-one in the 3 spot, and basically as they bought time, Zaire did not let him go. He plastered him all the way. Good play.
Logan Cook on to punt. He's averaging 43.5 in net for his career, which is the top mark in NFL history for players with at least 300 career punts. And a fair catch down the field made by the Colts. Anthony Gould near the sideline inside the 10. And the ball will be placed down around the 7-yard line. A 46-yard punt and a timeout on the field with 11:52 to go in the third quarter. The Colts defense gets a stop to begin the second half. And the Colts offense takes over for the first time in the third quarter. Colts 20, Jaguars 13. Colts ball when we come back on the Ascension St. Vincent Radio Network. Welcome back to Colts football. Indianapolis begins their first drive of the third quarter. but they have it in a precarious spot. They begin the 7-yard line of their own territory. Colts 20, Jaguars 13. 11:52 to go. Third quarter. Joe Flacco operates out of the gun on first down. Taylor's is back to the right side. They give it to Taylor. Probing left. Block up front by Mark Glowinski, but he's wrapped up by Ledbetter, the defensive tackle for the Jaguars. Not much doing there for Taylor. Gain of two, up to around the 9-yard line, and it's going to bring up second down and 8. In that first half, Jonathan Taylor was really productive. He had over 85 yards rushing and over 6 yards per carry and a touchdown.
Yeah, that's why. Just don't forget that. Now, like you said, you don't want to turn it over. You want a time of possession. And, you know, he's your best guy to do it.
Flacco goes out of the gun. Ogletree in motion to the backfield now. Taylor the back left. They give it to Taylor right up the gut, and he's hit around the ankles and dropped. No gain there. That was Cole and also Devin Lloyd hit on the tackle at the line of scrimmage, and Taylor had no crease to run through that time. It brings up 3rd and 8 for Indianapolis.
With us backed up in there, they bring in a lot of people. They're loading it. They brought Savage on the first down. Here we have to have protection. They're going to come after Joe here.
Colts in the first half, which is 1 for 5 on 3rd down. This is 3rd and 8. Stacked up inside their own 10-yard line. Colts lead by 7. Michael Pittman Jr. in motion to the left side. Flacco drops the throw around the goal line. Checks it down by, or caught, I should say, by Trey Sermon, finding his way upfield, but he's not going to get a first down. He scratched and clawed his way across the 10 up to the 13-yard line. Picks up about 5, but that's going to be 3 yards short of the first for Indianapolis, and they go 3 and out to start the second half on offense. So they're going to punt inside or right around the goal line. The first 3 and out drive today by the Colts on offense.
Yeah, they fake blitz, and then they bailed out into a cover 2 and just let you throw it underneath, and they tackled it.
Sanchez gets it away. High spiraling punt. We got a flag on the play. Caught by the Jaguars at the 30-yard line, 35. They're up to the 40. Numbers near side. That's Devin Duvernay spun down by Drew Ogletree up to the 41. It's a 57-yard punt for the time being, but also a flag while the play was being, or while the play was unfolding, I should say. 9:52 to go in the third quarter. Colts lead 20-13. And a rare penalty today.
Number 16 of the kicking team was out of bounds on his own. That's a 5-yard penalty added to the end of the run. First down.
That's Alex Kemp telling us that Ashton Doolin went out of bounds, and that'll be...
Correction. Jacksonville has chosen to penalize 5 yards and replay 4th down.
So I think that's the wise move by Doug Peterson.
Yeah, well, you have a really good return guy in Duvernay, as we know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that is smart. You're exactly right, man.
It's always dangerous to ask the coverage team to do it just after having already done it in terms of conditioning and winded a little bit, right?
Great point. Yep, absolutely. Like I said, if I'm struggling on offense, I want to give Duvernay one more shot.
Yeah, Duvernay had a 53-yard punt return against the Colts back in Week 5 of the second half to kind of break that game open for the Jaguars, if you remember correctly. So they're going to redo it in terms of the punt, and now it's going to be 4th and 9 for the Colts. And the line of scrimmage is the 9-yard line. So Rigo Sanchez will punt about 5 yards deep in his own end zone, and Duvernay creeps up on the return, and he is set up around the 40-yard line in his own territory. Colts will be punting right to left. 9:52 to go, third quarter. Sanchez gets this away. Another terrific punt. Backing up Duvernay, plays it around the 31-yard line. He's at the 35, angling right, and he is hit short of the 40-yard line, tackled by the Colts. Kylan Granson and Drew Ogletree, the tight ends, make a great tackle on special teams. That's a 60-yard punt by Rigo Sanchez, and the Jaguars are in a similar neighborhood in terms of field position after the Colts had to do it again.
Yep, the Colts coverage team, you know, just made it look like a not such a great decision.
No question about it. Timeout on the field as we are down to 9:41 to go. Third quarter, Jaguars have the ball. They trail the Colts 20-13. We're back in a moment. 1st and 10 for the Jaguars. They take over following a Colts punt. They have the ball on their own 38-yard line. It's the Colts 20, Jaguars 13, 9:41 to play in the third quarter. 1st and 10, empty set for Mac Jones. Exits the pocket left, scrambling upfield, cuts up across the 40-yard line, slides up to the 43, and picks up 5 on a quarterback scramble to his left.
Yeah, good job by him. He'll do that Latu came way underneath the tackle with nobody covering him on that and made it easy. Made it easy for Mack. Mack is a lot like Drew Locke. They're very, very similar. They're pretty good athletes.
Yeah, they're both good quarterbacks efficiency-wise against the Colts. Jones is 11 for 15 for 121. No touchdowns, but no picks, too. Passer rating so far of 96.8. Second down and 5 across the 40-yard line. Jones under center, right side give, ETN. Lowers those shoulders, keeps the pad level low, and bounces up to the 49-yard line for a gain of 6. Julian Blackman makes the tackle, but that's a first down run by Travis ETN.
Yeah, the Colts keep bringing the blitz off the weak side, and it just happens, whether it's a check or whether they're just lucky, they keep running the ball away from it and end up making a little bit of crease in there.
ETN is 4-1 record-wise against the Colts, averaging 51 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns against Indianapolis so far today. He's got 29 yards on the ground, first and 10, the 50-yard line. Back in to throw is Jones. Airs one out down the left sideline, and it's incomplete. Unable to bring that in was Parker Washington, and it was well over his head. And coverage for the Colts was Kenny Moore the second. That's going to bring up second down and 10. And Lair Overton, what's going on the Colts secondary right now?
Well, as they waited for that play to unfold, Mac Jones quickly went toward the sideline of Jacksonville to get a different helmet. One of the equipment guys had to run out and give him a new helmet, so not sure if there was some sort of communication mishap or something with his visor, but Jones now with a new helmet for this snap.
All right, so wearing the backup headgear, if you will. Second and 10 to the 50-yard line for the Jaguars. They trail the Colts second, or make that 20-13. Back in the throw, Jones, clean pocket, flies it downfield. That's incomplete, well over the head of Brian Thomas. Samuel Womack in coverage for the Colts, but yeah, we kind of have to wonder who that was intended for, because that pass just went way over the head of Thomas.
Yeah,
and sails out of bounds.
The quarterback looked at him and gave him some bad body language. I think versus press, Thomas was supposed to take that thing up.
Stops the clock with 8:09 to go. Third quarter. Colts 20, Jaguars 13. Third and 10 from the 50-yard line for Jacksonville. Going on the Colts left to right. Jacksonville in the white, Colts in the blue. Jacksonville's 3 out of 8 so far in the ballgame converting. Ernest Johnson is the running back right. Back in the throw is Jones. Deep drop, plants in the pocket. Loading up. Taking a shot down the middle of the field, and it is hanging up in the air at the 5-yard line. Picked off by Julian Blackman. Gets up off the turf and scrambles up to the 10-yard line.
That was a heck of a play by Blackman, because Thomas was over the top. Great play by Blackman.
First interception of the ball game for the Colts defense. Julian Blackman gets his third INT this season, and the Colts have a takeaway. No points there for the Jaguars on that drive. 7:58 to play, third quarter. Colts have the ball, and they've got the lead. It's the Colts 20, Jaguars 13. First and 10 Colts at the 11-yard line on the Ascension St. Vincent Radio Network. Flacco, right side give to Jonathan Taylor. Jump cuts his way to the right and then explodes upfield to the 15-yard line. And he's brought down by the Jaguars up front. And that is Joe Gaziano, the defensive end, who they just brought up off the practice squad yesterday. That's because Josh Hines-Allen did not make the trip up to Indianapolis today due to personal reasons. We owe you a station ID after this 2nd and 6 play. We're also going to check in with Lara Overton in just a moment as well. 7.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Colts on the move right to left. Colts lead by 7. 2nd and 6. Flacco to throw. Angles to his left. Fires upfield. That's a grab. Josh Downs turns the corner. He's across the 25. Actually, they're going to spot him out of bounds right at the 25-yard line for a gain of 10, and that will move the sticks. First down, Colts.
Matt, they're really loading the box on the run right now, but I'll tell you where they cannot stay with us. Jones can't stay with Downs, and 24 can't stay with us on the outside.
5 catches today for Josh Downs. Under center, Flacco. Ball in the left hash. Tight end left. Flacco gives to Taylor. Taylor, in the teeth of that defense, brought down by Devin Lloyd. Short pickup across the 25 to the 27-yard line. Gain of 2 for Taylor on that play. And that's going to take us down to 6:25 and counting. In the third quarter, Colts lead by a touchdown. Let's check in on the sideline with Lara Overton.
Well, that interception from Julian Blackman has ignited this Colts defense. Everyone rallying around him. Kenny Moore, Zaire Franklin rushing to him after that play. And he said to them, "I baited him into it." So what a play from Julian Blackman. Now let's see if the offense from Kaepernick can capitalize.
That's what the veterans can do. Flat Flacco, speaking of veteran, to pass. And he zips it right flat outside the numbers. Caught by Josh Downs. Not enough for a first down, but it's a big pickup. Pushed out of bounds by Prince on the left side. Across the 30-yard line to the 32. And that's going to bring up third and short for the Colts after a 5-yard pickup to Downs.
In crunch time, again, think players, not plays. Go after 24 outside. Go after 22 inside with Downs. Those are the weak sisters right now.
6 for 58 in the passing game, or the receiving game, for Josh Downs along the 13. Third and 2 for the Colts on their own 33-yard line. Alec Pierce in motion to the right side. Flacco backs to throw. Hitches over the middle. Drives it wide open. 50-yard line. And the Colts have a first down with Michael Pittman Jr. to the Jaguars 48-yard line. That's a gain of 19 yards.
I'll tell you, the other thing that's going to be there is they're firing those linebackers on first down to stop Jonathan. You're going to be able to throw play action just like that to Pittman over the middle.
Pistol look for Joe Flacco, slowing the offense down. Ball at the 48-yard line of Jacksonville.
Downs will go in motion.
He's in the backfield now with Flacco. Ball in the right hash. Flacco, play action, rolls to his left, connects with Downs left, caught the 45-yard line, pushed out of bounds deeper into Jaguar territory. Tyson Campbell pushes Downs out of bounds, but Downs with a pickup inside the 45 to the 43, gain of 6.
Yeah, that's a cute little bootleg. I call it a submarine boot. Basically, they hide Downs over there like a fullback, and then he slides out to our left underneath. Nice little pickup of 6.
Colts are marching here. We're going to go up by 2 scores for the first time today. It's the Colts 20, Jaguars 13, 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Under center is Flacco, ball to left hash. Flacco turns, right side give to Jonathan Taylor, big hole, and he's bouncing off of tackles. He's got a first down inside the 40, and pinballs his way down to the 36 for a gain of 6. Darnell Savage makes the tackle, but it produces a first down, and Jonathan Taylor over 100 yards for the fourth straight game. It's the first time in his NFL career he's over the century mark in 4 straight contests.
Yeah, this is a really good methodical drive that's moving the ball. Going to get some points, and it's eating clock, too.
This is his 8th game this year, over 100 yards rushing, has the second most 100-yard rushing games in team history now with 24. And they call his number here, marching to his right between the numbers and the hash marks, and he's going to plow the ball inside the 35 down to the 33-yard line for 3 more, and this methodical drive for the Colts continues. Taylor a little bit slow to get up off the turf there, but is able to gather himself and head back to the huddle. Second down and 7 for the Colts at the Jaguars 33.
Keep moving it. Keep pounding. Run a little play action. Those linebackers are just firing now.
3 minutes to go, third quarter. Sermon in the game now to give Taylor a little bit of a breather. He's to the right of Flacco, who takes to the air here. 5-step drop, slides it upfield, and that's a drop around the 31-yard line. And that's Trey Sermon. So right on cue, comes into the game and is unable to handle that pass. So many drops this year. When you look about or think about, Rick, the things that have killed this team on either side of the ball. For the defense, it's missed tackles. And this year on offense, it's drop pass.
Yeah, it's like almost unforced errors. I mean, like, just shoot yourself in the foot. You're sitting there, you're going to be 3rd and 1.
Third and 7 instead. Colts today are 2-4-7 on third down. Flacco has the troops at the line of scrimmage, ball in the right hash. Sermon stays in as the back left. Flacco, deep drop. Hit as he throws. Fires left, and it's incomplete. Intended for Kylan Grant and Darnell Savage in coverage over there for the Jaguars. That was actually in the right flat, but nevertheless, it goes down as an incompletion. And Flacco misfires there to bring up 4th and 7. And Matt Gay is going to come on for another long field goal.
Yeah, they really wanted, on that play, they really wanted to get the ball to Downs, but he got a little bit tripped up trying to run an option route. And by then, as you said, pressure off the right side, he wasn't able to really step into it.
Here's a 51-yard field goal for Matt Gay. He's 2 for 2 today. He's made from 49, this one from 51. Kick is on its way, headed for the uprights, and it is no good. The struggles for Matt Gay continue over 50.
And you can add that to the season.
Yeah.
You can add that problem to the season.
Man, oh, man. Matt, yeah, go ahead, Rick. I'm sorry. think your cough button over there is stuck. Rick will get that managed in just a moment. Sorry about that. All right, 2:42 to go, third quarter, and we have a timeout on the field, a missed chance for the Colts on a field goal that does not go through by Matt Gay. So the Colts lead 20-13 over the Jaguars. Jaguars have the ball when we come back. 2:42 to go, third quarter. You're listening to the Colts on the Ascension St. Vincent Radio Network. Well, a 51-yard field goal by Matt Gay. Sails to the right just a tad. It's in to make that an unconverted field goal try. Matt Gay is just 6 for his last 17 on field goals over 50. Dating back to last year, it's first and 10 for the Colts. Make that the Jaguars have the ball at the Colts 41-yard line. Mac Jones, deep play action, shuffles in the pocket and zips it right side, incomplete. And he was looking for Brian Thomas in coverage for the Colts, a pair of men. It was Nick Cross and Kenny Moore the second. 2 minutes and 37 seconds to go in the third quarter. The Colts lead the Jaguars 20-13. Colts just missed out on an opportunity to go up by two scores. Are you done breaking stuff over there now? You got your microphone back working here?
I was going to say, that was a really good job by Kenny Moore. As I fight through the cough button.
Yeah, we had a cough button stuck. You weren't coughing, that's why I knew it wasn't working. All right, so second and 10 for the Jaguars, moving left to right into the Colts. Mac Jones, play action, setting up the screen left, and it's incomplete. Threw it over the head of his back. The ETN around the 38-yard line would have been well defensed by the Colts on the perimeter right. Taven Bryan was over there to potentially make a tackle. Had ETN caught the ball, and it's the second straight third and 10 opportunity for the Jaguars. They have the ball at the 41-yard line of their own territory.
Yeah, those are two really good defensive plays here by the Colts on first and second down.
2:33 to go, third quarter. Third and long for the Jaguars. Jacksonville in the white, Colts in the blue. Mac Jones out of the gun. Dearness Johnson, the running back, to his right in the backfield. Jones, five-step drop, looking to pass. Steps out of the pocket, checks it down, and it's incomplete over the head of Johnson around the 39-yard line. It was Quiddy Pay in coverage over there on a would-be catch by the running back. Pay was in a good spot to make the tackle, but a quick three and out by the Jaguars on that drive. And the Colts are poised to get the ball back with a punting situation now for the Jags.
Jones starting to look like he did with the Patriots. He just sailed that one.
Yep. That was a forgettable drive by Jacksonville. Three plays, no yards, and just over 10 seconds of time of possession. Logan Cook to punt. Anthony Gould underneath it, and he's cracked down to the turf around the numbers near side. And he's brought down by Tim Jones. It's a 45-yard punt. Gould with a short return up to the 19-yard line, and the Colts will have it inside their own 20 with 2:20 to play in the third quarter. The Colts lead 20-13. And they'll have another chance to go up by two scores. Last time they had, they got in the field goal range, and a 51-yard field goal by Matt Gay missed out on going through the uprights. He's now just 3 for 9 this season, over 50 yards.
Yeah, this has been a pretty good offensive day. We just haven't finished drives. I mean, we settle for two field goals and then a missed field goal, you know, and that's just keeping them around.
Flacco under center, first and 10 for the Colts. They take over after the punt. Outside zone, Jonathan Taylor turns the corner, 20-25. Ran out of bounds on the near sideline, pushed out by Andrew Wingard. At the 25-yard line, he picks up 6 on first down.
Yeah, real nice job here. Real nice bounce, nice pull and block by Granson. Granson's actually doing a good job of blocking. He's pulling like a guard does, and he's getting on the edge and giving Jonathan a little bit of break out there.
Under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Colts have the ball in their half of the field, 26-yard line. Nice run on first down by Jonathan Taylor, who stays in the game. He's in the backfield left. They call his number here. Tries to make Devin Lloyd miss at the point of attack, but he does not. And he is brought down at the line of scrimmage. No gain on that play.
Yeah, they blitz the edge and pinch the inside. They're just no place to go. No place to go. And then Lloyd fired, with it, and there was just no daylight.
Devin Lloyd, their leading tackler, over 100 tackles for the third straight year. And brings up 3rd and 3 as we approach 1 minute to go, third quarter. Colts lead by a touchdown. Colts are 2 for 8 on third down so far. Flacco goes out of the gun here. Empty set. 3 receivers go to the right side. Backs to throw. Looking right. Zips it upfield. Caught to the 30-yard line. A first down catch for the Colts. and they are sandwiched to the turf, but it's Josh Downs with forward progress up to the 33-yard line and picks up seven.
Yeah, this was it. This was interesting. Nice little bunch route. Savage comes flying in there on the curl. He was very close to getting it, and Josh did a really good job of concentration with that guy flying by him and made the catch.
That is catch number eight today for Josh Downs, and with those grabs, he passes Marvin Harrison now for the most catches by a Colts player in their first two seasons. First and 10 Colts, waning moments here, the third quarter. Colts on the move right to left, leading by a touchdown. Flacco fakes a pitch in the backfield, and he's going to check it down right, and it's going to throw it over the head of Tyler Goodson as they were trying to set up that screen over the middle of the field, but nothing developed, and Flacco tried to check it down to Goodson, but just flew it over his head as the ball sails out of bounds on the Jaguars bench, and it produces second and 10 with 12 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, we got to get this one back to a workable third down. This is the get back down. You want to get back into third and five.
Second and 10 for the Colts on their own 32. Flacco goes out of the gun, puts Taylor as his back to the right, grants an motion to the left side, a trio of receivers over there now. Flacco looks that way in the pocket, checks it down right side. This is a catch for Jonathan Taylor. He's going to be upended at the 35-yard line for a gain of only three as Foye Aluakon makes the tackle.
This is the end of the third quarter. Timeout.
That's the last play of the third as we head to the fourth. When we come back, the Colts will face third and seven from their own 35-yard line. They've got the ball, and they lead the Jaguars 20-13 on the Ruoff Mortgage scoreboard. We're back for the start of the fourth quarter in just a moment on the Ascension St. Vincent Radio Network. And the Colts need to convert on the opening play of the third quarter in order to stay on the field. Indianapolis faces third and seven on their own 35-yard line to start the last period of the 2024 NFL regular season here. Week 18, Colts 20, Jaguars 13. We switch into the field now. Colts going left to right. Low snap for Flacco. Digs it out of the turf. Giving ground. Throws right side, and it's incomplete. Looking for Kylan Granson. And that was just a heave and a hope and a prayer by Flacco as he was being pressured in the pocket, and that was Johnson on the coverage in the back end for Jacksonville. So that third down play goes down as an incompletion. It's fourth and seven for the Colts, and they're going to have to punt in their own territory.
Yep. Real good pressure also on that situation, and he really had to back foot it again.
Yep. Devin Duvernay on to return around the 15-yard line, and for the Colts, that is Rigo Sanchez on to punt for the third time. Gets this away. High spiraling punt backing up Duvernay. Plays it to the 10-yard line, moving to his left. And then he's pushed out of bounds around the 15-yard line by Ashton Doolin. That's a 55-yard punt by Rigoberto Sanchez. And I don't think we're going to have a timeout here on this change of possession. Actually, they're going to spot Duvernay out of bounds at the 18. So that's where the Jags will begin their next offensive possession. So that's back-to-back drives, Rick, where the Colts have had the ball with a chance to go up by two scores, and they couldn't get it done.
Just couldn't get it done. Just haven't been able to execute. Now, the Colts have to do what they haven't done very much of this season. The defense has to play and win the fourth quarter. We're 32nd in the league, so it's not something I'm just bringing up. And this is a day that has to change. We have to have a great fourth quarter here.
It's first and 10 for the Jaguars. They've got the ball, and they've respotted the ball to the 16 again. They hand off to Bigsby, crashing right, and he's going to scoot across the 20 to the 21-yard line for a pickup of five on first down. Zaire Franklin makes the tackle for the Colts. But you're right, in terms of the Colts team to close this game out, they need to do so against a Jaguars outfit, Rick, that is not very good, to say the least, in the fourth quarter.
That's exactly right, Matt. They're not very good at all. And the thing about it is, I'm telling my guys right now, if just old-fashioned, if they don't score, we win.
Second and five at the 21-yard line. Jones goes out of the gun. Jaguars moving on the Colts right to left, down by a touchdown. Shotgun snap for Jones. Right side give Bigsby across the 20. And he's going to crawl up to the 22-yard line and pick up a yard. Tyquan Lewis on the tackle for the Colts. But, you know, you look at the Jaguars, they've lost 9 one-score games on the season. That's where this game is at right now, with the Colts leading by seven. But the Jaguars have been outscored in the fourth quarter by minus 42. They are minus 42 this year in the fourth quarter. That ranks 29th in the NFL.
And they're 3 for 10 here on third down. Let's make it 3 for 11.
again.
Third and four this time at the 22-yard line of their own territory. Jones, shotgun snap, looks to his left, fires it left, caught by Strange. The tight end gets out of a tackle, and he's going to march across the 30 up to the 31-yard line and pick up nine. They're actually going to respot the ball up to the 33. So more yardage there for Strange. He picks up 11 and another missed tackle. The Colts lead the NFL by a wide margin in missed tackles. That time on the outside, Jalen Jones couldn't bring down Strange to the point of attack, and it's yards after the catch and a first down.
Too many catch and run plays where guys catch the ball with space. Now that's a tougher tackle.
Jones dips under center. Fresh set of downs for the Jags. Etienne, the lone back. They sweep to him going right, looking to turn the corner. And he is brought down and heaved to the turf by Nick Cross and E.J. Speed. And it's going to be interesting to see here where they spot this ball, because Etienne was hit and then just kept being pushed backwards by the Colts.
The ruling on the field was forward. Progress was stopped. Second down.
Yeah, that's a decent spot for them. I mean, it was about a 10-yard loss. It's going to be a 5-yard loss.
They're going to spot the ball to the 26-yard line. So loss of 7 brings up 2nd and 17. Cross gets credit for the tackle for loss for Indianapolis. 12-10 to go, 4th quarter. Colts lead by a touchdown, 2nd and long for the Jaguars. Shotgun snap for Jones, 3-step drop. He's going to air it upfield, and that is a big catch and a first down the left sideline. And again, it's the tight end, Brenton Strange, to the Indianapolis 49.
Yeah, that's hard to believe right there.
Huge pickup to the tight end, Strange, who's having a great day. Coming into the game, he was their third leading receiver, 351 yards receiving on the season. That one picks up 26. He's got 3 catches today, and most of them have been explosive. 1st and 10. And they're going to hand off. No, they throw it left side, caught by Brian Thomas on an RPO, and Thomas jitterbugs his way to the Indianapolis 39-yard line for 9 more yards. Easy pitch and catch. Jones to Thomas on the outside to bring up 2nd and 1. And the Jaguars are going breakneck speed here, down by a touchdown. They're quickly at the line of scrimmage, and they're on the ball. Jones goes out of the gun, ball in the left hash, 2nd down and short. Inside give, Etienne's got a 1st down. He takes a body blow on the tackle by Jalen Jones, but he's going to dart his way to the 36-yard line and get a 1st down. And let's quickly check in with Lara Overton on the Colts sideline on an injury update for the Colts on offense.
Rookie right tackle Matt Gonsalves just went into the blue medical tent on the Colts sideline. They did call in the independent neurological consultant, so we will wait to give you an update on his status moving forward.
Meanwhile, on 1st down, it's Etienne again on the ground. Starts right, then slashes upfield to his left. And he's going to maneuver the ball inside the 35 and then be collected by the Colts at the 33-yard line, make it the 32. Gain of 4 is going to bring up 2nd and 6. And this is a long drive here by the Jaguars looking to tie the game. Upcoming, this will be the 8th play of the possession. They're on the ball. We got movement at the line of scrimmage. And this is either going to be false start or offsides, because we did have movement both ways in the trenches.
False start. Offense number 65.
Good.
5-yard penalty, 2nd down.
Third penalty today by the Jaguars, and that's on the starting center, Mitch Morse, in his 10th year out of Missouri. That's his 3rd penalty this year. First time he's been flagged for false start. And that's going to back up the Jaguars 5, and it's going to bring up 2nd and 11 for Jacksonville back to the Indianapolis 37-yard line.
Yeah, that's a big right there, because they're getting a little bit of momentum with that, that just pitch and catch passing game.
Etienne stays in as the back left. Jones out of the gun. Brian Thomas make that Parker Washington across the formation to the right side. Jones looking over the Colts defense, takes a snap, held back again, steps up in the pocket and just turks the ball. And he was brought down by Dio Adangbo and also DeForest Buckner. And he knew he didn't have anywhere to go with the football, so he just dirts it in the ground, and that'll go down as an incompletion instead of a sack, and it brings up 3rd and 11 for the Jaguars. Mac Jones is just 14 out of 25 in the pass game. He started the game 11 for 14, but has really cooled off since.
Yeah, that was a good 5-man rush, and he wanted to run out of there, but there was no exit lane right there.
He's just 4 of his last 11 in the passing game. 3rd and 11 here for the Jaguars at the plus 37-yard line. Jones hands off to Ernest Johnson right up the field. First down and more. Gaping hole still climbing. He's exploding inside the 20 and is going to weave his way down to the Indianapolis 15-yard line. 22 yards to Ernest Johnson into the red zone. That's the longest rush of the afternoon for the Jaguars.
I'm going to give it to Jack Buck. I can't believe what my eyes just saw.
Yep.
3rd and 100, play. They run right up the middle.
Under 10 minutes to go, and the Jaguars are threatening here to tie the game. They hand off to Johnson again. He's rewarded with another big run, and he's going to slam the ball to the 12-yard line that time and pick up 3 more. Johnson with a gaping hole 1 play ago. And that's going to take the game clock down to 9 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the contest. The Colts are hanging on to a 1-score lead. It's a touchdown advantage over the Jags. And this is a very methodical drive. 12th play of the possession coming up for Jacksonville. 3 receivers bunched to the right. Ball in the left hash. Tight end left is Strange. Mac Jones backs the throw out of the pocket, rolling to his right, scanning. Throws upfield, passes caught the 5-yard line. They run up to the 4.
Thomas.
That's Brian Thomas. Gain of 7. That's a first down. And that's going to bring up 1st and goal for Jacksonville. Lair Overton, a sideline update from you.
Matt Gonsalves has now headed to the Colts locker room a little bit early. I've been watching the O-line, and it looks like Blake Freeland could be that next man up. He was sitting next to Mark Lewinsky, trying to take a little time to get on the same page with this O-line as he steps in for Matt Gonsalves.
Jones to Bigsby, and he is stood up and tackled by the Colts to the 5-yard line. That's Grover Stewart in on the tackle for the Colts, along with Zaire Franklin and E.J. Speed. So, keeping an eye on what's going on with the Colts on the offensive line. We'll see how that impacts their personnel next time they have the ball. But here, the Colts defense is trying to make a stop. 2nd and goal at the 4-yard line now for the Jags.
And it's got to be 4 down territory with nothing to lose here today.
Jones under center, ball between the hash marks. Parker Washington in motion across the formation left. We have a whistle downstairs and now a flag. And it's going to be a false start.
False start. Offense number 89. 5-yard penalty. 2nd down.
That's on the tight end, Luke Farrell.
Nothing worse than a penalty going in.
Yep.
We'll take that.
2nd false start of the drive for Jacksonville. That'll back them up 5.
The one thing we don't want to let happen, and we've let it happen a couple times, we don't want let Mac Jones to be scrambling around to the edge, because he'll make a play there that he might not make in the pocket.
So now it's 2nd and goal, the 9. Same formation, 3 receivers bunched to the right side. Washington in motion left. Bigsby the back left. Jones out of the gun. Shotgun snap for the quarterback. Here comes the rush by the Colts in the right flat. Caught by Washington inside the 5. Makes a man miss. Cuts upfield. Loses the ball momentarily. And then dives across the goal line for a touchdown. 9-yard pass. Jones to Washington, who bobbled the ball at the 1-yard line, but was able to re-grasp the ball in his possession and then stuck it across the goal line for a touchdown. And this game is 1 point away from being tied. It's 20-19.
How many times have we seen a red zone bust? Wait a minute.
It was ruled a touchdown on the field.
Yeah, okay,
now remember,
okay.
All scoring plays are reviewed. So this play is being held up for that. For the time being, Parker Washington has his 3rd receiving touchdown of the season and the 9th receiving score of his career.
What I started to say, Matt, is how many times have we seen this season, this is another thing, red zone busts by our secondary where you're in the red zone.
Play is under review.
And a guy's wide open.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody covered him.
It was an easy pitch and catch. There's no doubt about that. Jones to Washington. Now, this play is being reviewed. And I think the biggest hiccup here is whether or not Washington had control of the ball, because it did come loose a little bit. It jarred free from his possession momentarily around the 1-yard line. And then it looked like he was able to re-grab the ball and then stick it across the goal line. But that's what I think they're looking at here.
It has to go. Yeah, that could be too.
Yeah, he might be down by contact at the 1-yard line with the ball coming out.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
So this review is brought to you by Ascension St. Vincent. The second opinion brought to you by Ascension St. Vincent, too. Get a second opinion at Ascension St. Vincent. Find a doctor near you at ascension.org. So 7:50 to go in the fourth quarter. For the time being, the Jaguars have pulled within one with a touchdown with the extra point pending on a Parker Washington score. 20-19 is the count. Jaguars have just capped off, for the time being, a 13-play possession.
After review, the ruling on the field stands. Touchdown.
So Jacksonville goes 13 plays. It covers 75 yards and just under 6 minutes and 50 seconds of time of possession. That's their scoring drive to the end zone. Brought to you by Sharp Business Systems, the official document solutions provider of the Colts. So the touchdown is confirmed. Cam Little's on for the extra point to try the game.
Yeah, big drive when you need it most. That's been the story all season.
PAT is up, and it is through. And the Colts have had so many opportunities here in the second half to pull away from the Jaguars, but unable to get it done. We are tied at 20 after the Jaguars find the end zone with 7:50 to play in the fourth quarter. It'll be Colts ball when we come back. Timeout on the field. We're all square on the Ruoff Mortgage scoreboard. We're back for more in just a moment.
Matt Gonsalves is being evaluated pursuant to the league's concussion protocol. So I've been watching Blake Freeland right here try to get warmed up, working with Mark Lewinsky, pretty good person to be alongside the veteran. And, of course, Freeland has experience both on the left and the right side.
Little kicks off to the Colts, taken by Indianapolis in the end zone. They'll take a knee. The ball will come out to the 30-yard line. So 7 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And Rick Venturi, the Colts need a big-time drive here late in Week 18 to get a win heading into the offseason.
Yeah, that's right, Matt. You either win the game or not in the fourth quarter. And right now, we're losing the game in the fourth quarter. And we've seen a lot of that. But we've got time. We got 7:50. It's a new game. You got to drive and score.
Jaguars just scored for the first time by either team in the second half. The Colts hand off to Jonathan Taylor outside the numbers, 40-45. And he's pushed out of bounds on the far sideline. First down and more. Taylor with a big-time gallop up to the Colts 47-yard line for a pickup of 17 yards.
And now more than ever with the right tackle switch, we've got to pound that ball to the left. Got to pound it to the left.
Longest rush of the afternoon by the Colts. Jonathan Taylor, a big one. Near midfield, the Colts have it. First and 10 on their own 47-yard line. Taylor over 100 yards rushing for the fourth straight week. Game tied at 20 on the Ruoff Mortgage scoreboard. Colts on the move left to right on the Jaguars defense. Flacco hands off to Taylor, cramming it left, and he's going to pound the ball to the Jacksonville 49-yard line and pick up four more. Clock is moving here down to 6 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the ball game. Indianapolis looking to produce a methodical drive here to, at the very least, get inside Matt Gay field goal range. 2 for 3 today. He's missed from 51.
Yeah, we need to get inside.
Flacco to air out right side. Circling out of the tackle is Josh down to the 40, 35, and pushed forward down to the 31-yard line by Darnell Savage. Yards after the catch, nifty moves by Josh Downs. Another first down, and he picks up 18 yards.
Yeah, he's the mismatch today. You know, just keep getting him the ball. You know, alternate between Taylor left and Josh Downs quick, and I think we'll get it in here.
Downs has 9 catches today and has the most catches by a Colts player in their first 2 seasons with the franchise. First and 10 to the 31. They give off to Taylor. Jump cuts his way and hit at the line of scrimmage. Devon Hamilton makes the tackle. A gain of a yard there would be generous for Jonathan Taylor on that play. Let's see where they spot the ball.
Well, Matt, we're inside the 50 for the field goal. So, you know, I want to get 7 here. I want to finish the game. But we'll take the lead regardless.
Jacksonville, like we said, has the only points in this second half. Colts had 20 in the first. and have been unable to distance themselves away from the Jaguars after having multiple chances to go up by two scores. Pistol look, right side give, Jonathan Taylor submarines himself inside the 30. He's going to dart down to the 27. Three more yards there. Jonathan Taylor over 135 yards rushing today. He's now got 26 carries for 138 yards. In terms of workload, he has at least 21 carries now in four straight games. And now it's third and seven for the Colts at the Jaguar 28. Yeah, under 5 minutes to go.
Another critical third down. Don't forget downs here. Don't forget him.
Goodson in the backfield. Motions out wide left. Back in the throw is Flacco. Fires upfield. And that's a catch by Pittman. Fighting for extra yards. Looking to get a first down. But he comes up about a half yard short. He needs the 21-yard line for a first down. He's brought down around the 22 by Jacksonville. And the offense for the time being is on the field. Actually, the special teams unit for the Colts came racing on, and Shane Steichen says, hey, where are you going? Come on back, boys. We're going for it here on fourth and short. So far today, the Colts are 0 for 1 on fourth down, and this is fourth and one. As we approach 4 minutes to go, game tied at 20. Flacco under center, Taylor the back behind him, ball in the right hash. We got movement at the line of scrimmage, and Jacksonville may have jumped with the hard count by Joe Flacco. Oh, the 17-year vet may have gotten him to jump on the cadence. And both teams are pointing at each other. We do have a flag in the trenches, either false start or offside.
Before the other foul, we had a delay of game on the offense. That's a 5-yard penalty, still fourth down.
So it's going to go down as a delay of game for the Colts. It'll back them up 5 yards. That was fourth and less than a yard. Now it's fourth and about six. And now the Colts will send on the field goal team. And Matt Gay will try to give the Colts a three-point lead.
Yep, and he's inside the 50, so I think we got a shot.
You feel better inside 50. Yeah, he's 25 for 25 this year, under 50, over 50, just 3 for 9. So fourth and six. That will produce a 45-yard field goal here for Matt Gay. He's 2 for 3. This will come from the right hash out of the hold of Rigoberto Sanchez. Sanchez waiting on the snap. There it is. Puts it down on the turf. Field goal flying through the air. It's up, and it is good. And the Colts regain the lead on a 45-yard field goal by Matt Gay. It's the Colts 23 and the Jaguars 20. 3 minutes and 52 seconds to go. And Matt Gay is now 3 for 4 on field goal tries this afternoon. We'll tell you about the field goal in more detail and also the scoring drive when we come back. But the Colts are back on top over the Jaguars. Indianapolis 23, Jacksonville 20, 3:52 to go in the fourth quarter. We're back for more in a moment on the Ascension St. Vincent Radio Network. Matt Gay kicks off to the Jaguars, left to right, with the Colts now leading by 3, 23-20, and the Jags take a knee in the end zone. The ball comes out to the 30-yard line on a touchback. 3 minutes and 52 seconds to go in the game. It's the Colts 23, Jacksonville 20. Jacksonville has all of their timeouts. Indianapolis has scored for the first time in the second half moments ago by a 45-yard field goal from the right leg of Matt Gay, who's now 6 for 6 this year between the range of 40 and 49. So, Rick, it all comes down to the Colts defense trying to get a stop.
Yep, it absolutely does. You got to close this thing out. The game comes down to the last 4 minutes. We got three. We got to stop them.
It's Mac Jones out of the gun. Turns, gives off to ETN. Slithers forward, gets out of the initial tackle of Dio Adengbo, and then is collected to the turf by Grover Stewart and E.J. Speed at the 34-yard line. Make it the 33 for a gain of 3. ETN's been productive today. He stays in the game, I believe. To the left of Jones, backing the throw. Plants, checks it down to ETN across the 35. Spins out of a tackle, 40. Angles to his right, 45. And then climbs up to the 36-yard line. Makes it the 46-yard line for a pickup of 13 yards and a first down.
Yep, just a bad tackling team. You said it all along. You know, he got three different shots at him before we get him down.
First and 10 for the Jags at the 46-yard line of their own territory. Planting in the pocket is Jones. Now he's exiting the pocket left, taking off and run. 50, 45, push forward into Colts territory. Nick Cross makes the tackle at the Indianapolis 42-yard line. Gain of 12 on the feet of Mac Jones and another first down. Jones has four carries in the ball game. That one is biggest gain. And that's going to take us down to 2.5 minutes to go. Colts 23, Jaguars 20. And they are close to field goal range now with the rookie Cam Little waiting on the sidelines. Jones out of the gun. Hands off to Bigsby. And he's going to climb his way into the teeth of that Colts defense and be brought down collectively by the Colts. Kenny Moore the second led the charge on the tackle to the 41-yard line. Gain of two brings up second and eight. Both teams have all three of their timeouts, and that should take us down to the two-minute warning. Jacksonville on the ball, though, quickly. Looking over the Colts defense is Mac Jones, and that is indeed going to take us down.
This is the two-minute warning. Timeout.
So 2 minutes to go, and the Colts lead by only a field goal, and the Jaguars are in field goal range as of right now. When we come back, Jacksonville will face second down and eight at the Colts 40-yard line. 2 minutes to play in week 18, Colts 23, Jacksonville 20. Stay with us. You're listening to the Colts on the Ascension St. Vincent Radio Network. Final 2 minutes in the 2024 NFL regular season for the Indianapolis Colts. They lead the Jacksonville Jaguars 23-20 at the two-minute warning. Jacksonville has the ball second and eight at the Colts 40-yard line. Jacksonville has all three of their timeouts. And, Rick, the Colts are looking to make a big play on defense to close out the season, but they got to tackle better, and they got to get in the face somehow of Mac Jones.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't let him on the edge. He's making plays with his legs.
He's going to go out of the gun here. Ball is on the left hash. Two receivers left. De'Ernest Johnson, the running back, left. They're going to move Brenton Strange, the tight end, to the right side. Jones looking over the Colts defense. Takes a shotgun snap. Looks left. Plants. Fires upfield. Tipped and almost picked off. That was E.J. Speed, who had to climb the ladder high to get his hands on the ball. Got two fingertips on it, but couldn't bring it in. The intended receiver was Brian Thomas, and the left flat.
Yeah, that good. Just so close to an interception to end it here.
Actually, that pass was intended for Josh Reynolds, but nevertheless, third and eight at the 40-yard line for the Jaguars in plus territory. Jacksonville already in field goal range, but they want to make life easier on their rookie kicker. Jones out of the gun. Five-step drop. Plants. Looks. Throws right side. Caught by Thomas. Racing upfield. He's not going to get a first down. He's pushed out of bounds over the far sideline by Samuel Womack at the 35-yard line. That's a gain of only five. That was third and eight. So now it's fourth and three, and the Jaguars will play for the tie. They're going to kick a field goal on fourth down to try to tie the game at 23.
Talk about conservative with a four-win season.
So Cam Little's on. He's already made today from 53, and that's exactly what this is, another 53-yard field goal here. He is 4-for-5 over 50. Snap, kick. He got under this one a little bit. It's headed for the uprights, and it is good. Yeah, he got under that one a little bit, but he still had plenty of distance and is able to drive it through. And this game is tied at 23, a 53-yard field goal by Cam Little, the rookie out of Arkansas. And this game, in terms of ramifications, doesn't have a whole lot attached to it, but he had ice in his veins there on that kick. He's a really impressive guy. He didn't start playing football until a sophomore year in high school because he thought his sport would be soccer in terms of where that would take him the furthest. But nevertheless, a scoring drive for the Jaguars. Seven plays, 35 yards, 2 minutes and 8 seconds of time of possession. And it's Cam Little with a 53-yard field goal to tie the game at 23. So now the task at hand for the Colts is to get themselves into field goal range here. They've got all three of their timeouts.
Plenty of time, exactly. 1:44, three timeouts. That's an eternity.
No doubt.
As a defensive coordinator, that's an eternity.
Matt Gay today is 3 out of 4 on field goals. The three that he's made have been under 50. He missed from 51. And like we said, he's just 3 for 9 this year over 50. But he could play the hero today, depending on how things go. As Little kicks off, the Colts take a knee in the end zone about 5 yards deep. The ball comes out to the 30-yard line following a touchback. 1:44 remaining, and we're going to see this Colts offense on the field.
It's an eventful last 4 minutes here, that's
yes,
for
sir.
Sure.
Joe Flacco today, 20 for 33 in the past game for 234, one touchdown. And he has his troops at the line of scrimmage here to embark on this perhaps last drive of the season for the Colts on offense. Lines up in a pistol look. Taylor's is back to the left. They give it to Taylor outside the numbers. He's across the 30 and drags the pile up to the 33-yard line and picks up 3 on first down.
There doesn't seem to be a sense of urgency here.
Not on that play.
Not quite understanding. There's no urgency whatsoever.
Well, the Colts know they have all 3 timeouts, so they are factoring that in, too. They're quickly on the ball, though. Hanging on to those timeouts for the time being. 1:15 to go in the game. Flacco out of the gun. Taylor's is back left. Shotgun snap for Joe. Airs it right side. Caught by Josh Downs. And he's going to be rolled up at the 39-yard line. Stopped by Prince. Gain of only 6. Not enough for a first down. 10th grab of the afternoon for Josh Downs. But it's 3rd and 1. And the clock is moving. We're down to 57 seconds to go and counting. And the Colts still haven't called any timeouts. And they're in the huddle. And the crowd here really voicing their displeasure on the clock management.
Yeah, it's almost like they're playing for the overtime.
3rd and short. Flacco, shotgun snap, gives it to Taylor. Darts his way across the 40. He's got a first down.
Now let's go.
He'll rumble up to the 43-yard line and pick up 4.
Timeout, Indianapolis, their first of the half. It'll be a 30-second timeout.
So the Colts use their first timeout, stops the clock with 38 seconds remaining in the game. And again, the target line the Colts are looking to get to is the Jaguars' 41-yard line. That would represent a career long of 58 by Matt Gay back in 2019. But you want to get as close as possible. No disrespect to Matt Gay, but he has really struggled lately over 50.
Get it underneath the 50. We
sure.
have 1:44 to go.
38 seconds to go. 1st and 10, Colts on their own 43-yard line. Colts on the move left to right here in your mind's eye. Empty set for Flacco. 3 receivers go left. Great protection. And he'll slide it upfield incomplete, looking in the right flat to Jonathan Taylor. Devin Lloyd in coverage. And that was wide of Taylor's reach around the 45-yard line. But, Rick, just not a whole lot of willingness to push the ball down the field here in the pass game.
I'm just shocked with 1:44. We're taking our time. We're in the huddle. Now, two completions here and you got it, but
34 seconds left. 2nd and 10. Colts have 2 timeouts. Game tied at 23. Flacco out of the gun. Empty set. 5 wide. Trots in his back pedal. Checks it down left. Caught by Kylan Granson. Racing for the sideline. Gets a pick up to the 50. Not enough for a first down. They're going to give him the 49-yard line into plus territory, so a pickup of 8. That was 2nd and 10. Now it's going to bring up 3rd down for the Colts at midfield. 28 seconds to go. 3rd down in a long 3.
You got to hit one in the crease down here inside, and you got the timeouts, so you can do that. You don't have to stop the clock with an out cut.
Exactly. Taylor's in the game now as the running back right. Flacco out of the gun. Alec Pierce in motion to the left side. Ball to left hash. Shotgun snap for Flacco. Looking left, rescanning, and he is in trouble now in the pocket. He's going to go down. He takes a sack back to the 45-yard line. 20 seconds left. The Colts immediately call another timeout. Trayvon Walker gets the sack for the Jaguars.
Timeout, Jacksonville, their first of the half.
Yeah.
30-second timeout.
They just killed us up front, both sides.
Please reset the game clock to 22 seconds.
Loss of 4 in the sack. Walker had a career-high 3 sacks against the Colts back in Week 5. That's the 2nd sack allowed today by the Colts. And with Walker, he's now over 10 sacks with that one right there. The 2nd time in as many seasons he's over 10 sacks.
Armstead was right there too, bad on the other side.
Yep.
They've been playing a soft zone. They went into tight man-to-man coverage and basically had a stuff there. Joe had no place to go. I think he wanted Pittman over the middle.
So that was third down. Now it's fourth and seven after the sack, and the Colts are not going to go for it here near midfield. They're going to punt and play to the overtime. Game tied at 23. Rigo Sanchez on to punt. Snap back to him, right foot into it, sends it high into the air, wobbly punt. Devin Duvernay gives himself up and sees the ball land out of bounds over on the far sideline around the 10-yard line. Let's see where they mark it. It's going to be marked down at the 8, so no return opportunity there for Devin Duvernay, a 46-yard punt by Rigo Sanchez. Now just 15 seconds to go, and it looks like this game between two non-playoff teams in Week 18 is headed for overtime. Game tied at 23 on the Ruoff Mortgage scoreboard. Colts just didn't have a whole lot of sense of urgency on that last drive, although they were banking for some big plays over the middle on second down and third down. But especially on that third down play, nothing materialized over the middle, and Joe Flacco took a sack. So that produced fourth and seven, and the Colts punted. Jacksonville has the ball inside their own 15. They're going to take a knee, and that's going to take us to overtime. Holy smokes. Week 18 game between two under 500 teams missing out on the postseason. We'll need extra time to decide the outcome of this
one. Regulation.
Nobody heard the weather report.
Yeah, the weather's bad outside, no question.
It's been a fun game, though, really. Honestly, it loses its luster because no one's in the playoff, but it's really been a terrific football game right here for 60 minutes.
All right, before overtime can start, let's quickly pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Ascension St. Vincent Radio Network.
Lafayette's home for Bob and Tom and the Colts. Solid Rock, 93.5 WKHY, Lafayette's Rock Station.
All right. So we're headed for overtime in Week 18, and the captains are meeting at midfield with our head referee, Alex Kemp. And let's listen to that conversation here.
All right, guys, in the regular season overtime, we played one period of up to 10 minutes where both teams will have an opportunity to possess, unless there's a touchdown or a safety score that'll end the game. Each team's going to get two timeouts. Fourth quarter timing rules apply. Reviews come up from upstairs. There'll be no coaches challenge, okay? Jacksonville, you call the coin, heads or tails. Tails, tails is the call. It's a head, you win. You want the ball, which way you want to go? Indy won the toss, going to receive it this end.
All right, so the Colts win the toss. Obviously, they're going to take the ball. That's the wise play there. So here are the parameters there in the overtime. There's going to be 10 minutes of time here following regulation. Each team must possess or have the opportunity to possess the ball. However, if the team that gets the ball first, in this case the Colts, if they score a touchdown in the opening drive, the game is over. After each team has had one possession with the score still tied, the game then turns into sudden death where the game ends on any score, no matter what. No matter if it's a safety, field goal, or a touchdown, each team gets two timeouts. And if the score is still tied at the end of overtime, the result of the game will be recorded as a tie. There are no instant replay coaches challenges. All reviews will be initiated by the replay official. So 10 minutes left in the Colts season because of overtime. Game tied at 23, and the Colts get the ball first, and they'll have the ball on offense following a kickoff by the Jacksonville Jaguars. So, Casey, if you don't mind, if you can look up if the Jaguars have ever tied a game. I know the Colts have one tie in their franchise history since moving to Indianapolis. That came in 2022, week one, when they tied with the Houston Texans. But I'm not sure about the Jaguars. But at any rate, Rick, good news for the Colts. They get the ball first to start the overtime session.
Yeah, let's just go down there and get seven and go home. That's what you got to do. Seven and go home. I'll tell you what, as much as they have fired the linebackers in this fourth quarter to stop Pittman, what is there on first down is a play action over the middle. Take Pierce, drive him through the post, take Pittman in behind on a race route. I think you'll hit a big play.
All right, Larry Overton, another sideline update from you in regards to some injuries for the Colts going into this overtime period.
Laiatu Latu, visibly emotional on the Colts sideline. He's been ruled questionable with a shoulder injury. A lot of the vets have come up and tried to encourage him, boost him up a little bit, but he is very rattled after not being in for a significant portion of that fourth quarter.
All right, 10 minutes to go. unfortunate circumstance there for Matt Gonzalez not being able to close out the ball game here in Week 18. He's had a really good rookie season.
Yes, he has. He
played
really
the left
has.
Side and the right side. That's a big building piece for the Colts going forward with him at either tackle position. Coming into the game, he had started 8 of the last 9 contests.
I think he can play on the left side, but I think he's got a chance to be really good on the right side.
Agreed. So Jacksonville kicks off to start the overtime. Left to right, they bomb into the end zone. The Colts will take the touchback, and the ball comes out to the 30-yard line. So here we go. Again, 10 minutes to go. Game tied at 23 on the Ruoff Mortgage scoreboard. Each team has 2 timeouts in the overtime period. And if the Colts get a touchdown here, the game is over, and they win in Week 18 going into the offseason. First and 10, Indianapolis on their own 30-yard line, going right to left on the Jaguars. Play action, Flacco has all day to throw, takes a shot down the right side, and that is a comeback. Possible catch by Michael Pittman. It's ruled a grab. Pittman with a huge catch, but he goes out of bounds. I saw the back judge signal catch, and then the side judge came in and said, no, he caught the ball out of bounds.
Exactly. The side judge came from back to front.
So no catch on the field that time for Alec Pierce, or make that Michael Pittman Jr. Second and 10 to the 30-yard line. Colts have it now. 7 seconds into overtime. Colts on the move right to left. Game tied at 23. Flacco on second down will throw and throws it right side. It's hit at the line of scrimmage and batted down.
Yeah, because Downs had it inside on Jones. Again, Downs was one-on-one. He's got him. And like you said, the ball got tipped at the line of scrimmage.
That was Eric Armstead who got a paw on it and gets the pass defensed. That's going to bring up 3rd and 10. This is a huge play here for the Colts. They need a conversion here to stay on the field. Indianapolis just 4 for 13 today on 3rd down. Game tied at 23. 3 receivers go to the right side for Flacco. Ball in the left hash. Looking over the defense. 4 down linemen. And they're bringing pressure. Back and throw is Flacco in the pocket. Hurls it downfield and coming back for the ball for the Colts on the near sideline is Alec Pierce. Pierce with a grab across the 45 to the 47, gain of 17.
Great play right here. This is really good coverage. Joe throws off the back foot and Pierce again makes another circus catch. What a season for Alec Pierce.
Pierce, that's just his first grab since he had the touchdown on the first drive of the game. That was a 40-yard touchdown on the opening possession for the Colts. And they finally dial him up there in overtime for a gain of 17. First and 10 Colts near midfield. On their own 47-yard line, Flacco gives to Taylor. Cuts up a block by Bernard Ryman. Slashes upfield and spins away from contact and is brought down by Andrew Wingard. But Taylor in a plus territory at the Jacksonville 48-yard line.
Again, he found his way back to the left side. Starts over there to the right, cuts it back to the left.
And Jonathan Taylor today with his rushing total. He's over 1,400 yards rushing for the season and becomes just the second player in Colts franchise history with multiple 1,400-yard seasons, joining Edgerrin James, and he gets a big hole here. Cuts to his left, veers to his right, first down and more inside the 40. He's going to Pac-Man his way down to the 36-yard line of Jacksonville in a gain of 11.
Keep the pressure on. Don't even slow it down. Get up and go. You got them reeling now. You got them on their heels. And they are doing that. Get up and go.
First and 10 Colts at the Jaguar 36. If the Colts score a touchdown here, the game is over in overtime. Game tied at 20. Left side give Jonathan Taylor following his blocks. He's inside the 35-yard line. And that time he's going to whirl his way to the 33 and pick up 3. And that was first and 10. Now it's going to bring up 2nd and 7. Tackle on the play by Trayvon Walker.
Walker is really starting to live up to, the high draft pick that he was.
2nd and 6 for the Colts. At the line of scrimmage, they've got the ball. Flacco under center, ball on the left hash. Man in motion. Back to the left side is Drew Ogletree. Left side give Taylor probing. Slithers through traffic. He's inside the 30. Still going like a whirling dervish. Produces a first down. And he crams the ball to the 25-yard line and picks up 7.
Yeah, possessed. Jonathan is possessed. He gets better with volume carries. We're in an overtime. It's high volume. But I swear to God, he gets better in this situation.
Jonathan Taylor with 172 rushing yards. He's the only running back today to have a carry for the Colts. 32 carries. That ties a career high. He also had 32 last week against the Giants. First and 10 around the 25-yard line. Pistol look. Flacco turns left side to Taylor. Cuts it outside the numbers. 25. He's at the 20. And ran out of bounds. Inside the red zone goes Jonathan Taylor. He's pushed out of the 19 for six more.
Yeah, and Jacksonville's gassed. The faster you can get up and go at them, the better. Right now, they are gassed.
New career high in workload for Jonathan Taylor. 33 rushes today. And with his rushing yardage, Taylor reaches 6,000 career rushing yards and becomes just the second Colts player in franchise history to reach that mark, joining Edgerrin James. Second and three at the 18. Colts need a touchdown here to end the game. Ogletree in motion to the left side. Ball in the left hash. Flacco to Taylor. And he is wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage by Devin Lloyd, who wrapped him up around the ankles. And Taylor had nowhere to go. Falls to the turf. Back to the 20-yard line for a loss of two.
Yeah, Ogletree went in and whammed on the defensive tackle. You know, but Lloyd shot the gap right behind him.
So Taylor takes a breather on the sideline. Actually, he's going to come back in. They thought about putting Trey Sermon in momentarily.
No.
5 minutes and 35 seconds to go in overtime. Game tied at 23. First drive of the extra session. If the Colts can score here, the game is over on a touchdown. Flacco in the pocket. Looks left. Fires for the goal line. And it is incomplete. Looking for Josh Downs. And he was wrung around the neck by Jerrion Jones at the goal line. No flag came down. That should have been either defensive holding or defensive pass interference at the one-yard line, but no flag comes out in front of the ref. Hits sitting right there at the pylon. Goes down as an incompletion, fourth and five. A line of scrimmage is a 20-yard line, so the Colts will settle for a field goal here. Matt Gay, 3 for 4. This is a chip shot field goal. 38-yard field goal from Gay. Kick is on its way, and it is good. He's now 4 for 5. All of his makes today under 50. But the Colts get points on the opening drive as the Colts kick off right to left to Jacksonville, and they backpedal their way and field the ball at the 9 yards deep into the end zone and take a touchback out to the 30-yard line goes the ball. So Jacksonville has two timeouts. They trail the Colts 26-23. Still plenty of time. 5 minutes and 23 seconds to go in OT.
Yep, can't let Thomas beat us now. He cannot let Thomas beat us.
Brian Thomas, 6 catches, 83 yards, along of 41. Jaguars have the ball at the 30-yard line, moving on the Colts left to right. Mac Jones turns, counter give, left. This is Bigsby, and Bigsby is met on by the Colts. And the Colts are saying that he lost the ball. E.J. Speed physically has it, but they say Bigsby was down by contact. Short pickup to the 32-yard line, gain of 2, 2nd and 8. And the Jaguars have to regroup in the huddle now as we are under 5 minutes to play in overtime. Colts lead 26-23 on the Ruoff Mortgage scoreboard. Jones is 18 for 30 for 202 and a touchdown and a pick. Lines up in the I formation here. Bigsby is his back left. Back in the throw, Jones. Being harassed by the Colts, flies it left side, caught across the 30-yard line goes Bigsby, and is up in it on the right flat by Jalen Jones, short of the 35-yard line to the 34, gain of only 3 there, the completion to the back out of the backfield brings up 3rd and 6 for Jacksonville.
Good close and tackle right there. 2 downs to win it, come on, 2 downs to win it.
Jacksonville knows they have to convert here, they got 2 downs to do it, down by a field goal, the Colts got a field goal on the opening drive of overtime. Jones out of the gun. Ball left hash. Durnus Johnson is the back now to his left. Shotgun snap for the quarterback. The Colts bring everybody. Jones is sacked. Gave major ground. He's brought down by Zaire Franklin. Back to the 18-yard line, and that's a loss of 16 yards. It was a jailbreak blitz. The Colts brought everybody, and they got home. They put it down to the 18-yard line, a loss of 16 yards on a sack by Zaire Franklin. And now it's 4th and 22. They need the 40-yard line for a first down. If the Colts can get a stop here, week 18 will belong to the Colts.
Timeout, Jacksonville. That's their first of the overtime period. It'll be 30 seconds in length.
That is sack number 3.5 this year for Zaire Franklin. But, Lara, that was fun to see. Everybody won their one-on-one matchup up front.
That was absolutely electrifying. And give it to the fans who have turned out and stuck around for overtime. They were brought to their feet. Zaire Franklin delivered the play of the game to this point for all those fans who are here. Man, the loyalty of those fans, they're on their feet. They want to see them close this game out. Hey, let's just do it with another Mac Jones sack and shut this game down. How do you feel about that?
No doubt about it. So the task at hand for the Colts is to not give up 22 yards for a first down. It's 4th and 22. The line of scrimmage is the Jaguars' 18-yard line. Jacksonville has one timeout. They just took it right there. Their first of the overtime. 3:20 to go in the extra session. Jones out of the gun. The Colts are playing a prevent defense. They're only rushing three. Back in the throw is Jones. Shuffles in the pocket. Hitches. Fires it right side. Caught. Short of the 40-yard line, but not by much. Brian Thomas makes the catch, and he's thrust into the turf by Samuel Womack, and that's going to be it. The Jaguars come up short on 4th and 22, and they turn it over on downs in overtime, and the Colts win in OT in Week 18. The Colts prevail in the regular season finale, and they beat Jacksonville. Final score, 26-23. Nice job by the Colts defense, Rick, to close that possession out for the Jaguars in overtime.
Yeah, and it really all came back to the well-called blitz at that point. Nobody picked up Franklin. They were all lost on the blitz. We brought speed off the weak side. He came clean as a whistle, and that put the explanation point on this football game.
Colts win and a victory inside the AFC South, no matter the circumstances, is always sweet. And the Colts knock off the Jaguars today, and they finish off the season with a record of 8-9, and it took overtime to get it done here with snow falling outside, confetti falling inside here at Lucas Oil Stadium. But now it's on to the offseason, but it's good to get a win in the regular season finale over your rivals from Jacksonville. The Colts win in overtime, 26-23. That's the final score on the Ruoff Mortgage scoreboard. We'll come back and wrap it up. Also hear from Lara Overton on the Colts sideline with some victorious Colts players in just a moment. Stay with us. You're listening to Colts Football on the Ascension St. Vincent Radio Network.